is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. For all of your remodeling needs, contact Bill at 402-469-8551 or visit the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings.
And good evening. Welcome to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHAS. First round of the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on their Central. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Carl Tesmer, it's like deja vu, coach. We played this team a week ago, picked up a 40-0 win. Same result last year. Played them in the final game of the regular season and the first game of the state playoffs. It's time to do it all over again.
Well, it's just the way it worked out, Mike. It's really odd the way that things work out with all the teams that come in on your side of a bracket and then look at all the points and have it work out that way, but that's the way it is. And you know, it's a rematch, and you have a lot of those in the first round. And Thayer Central, you know, they gave us – it was a close game for a while last week. And, you know, even when it was 14-0, I think they were on a good drive. And they had a nice long drive and had things going. So they're capable of doing things. You just have to come out and play again. You have to – for not remember the score, you know, think about the score, you know, whether that was indicative of the kind of game or not. We had a lot of penalties, so there are some things that we could correct going in. And you always wonder, you know, what are you going to do different? How are you going to things? And the little things that we were doing right, we're going to continue to try to do against them and then try to cut down on our mistakes, our penalties and things. Hopefully that we, you know, we can put together a mistake-free game as far as the controlling the football and putting it on the ground. And hopefully I think our kids are ready and ready to play this team.
How tough is it to go back-to-back, especially the final game of the season and the first game of the state playoffs?
You know, it varies. And I just, you know, I you can be on either side of it, you know. How tough is it to play somebody that, you know, one year we played Wood River at home early in the year and got beat 60-something to whatever, 6, and went back up there at the end of the year and played them within a point. So a lot of things can happen. I think a lot of it has to do with your mindset and who you have back, who you have healthy and personnel. So some other things can enter into it. But overall, if you feel good about the way you played and you feel good about how you prepared and what you're using against people, if you continue to do that and play at a fairly good level, you know, a good level of competition, play up, then I think you're okay.
Again, you picked up a 40-0 win last week over Thayer Central. Why were you guys as successful in that ballgame?
Well, we played awfully good defense. We've been playing very, very well, Mike, across the board there with our kids. And, you know, our defensive tackles, Mike Wall and Cody Zexer, have just been playing outstanding in there. And our defensive ends with O'Keefe and Ernst and Lance Schmidt gets in there every now and then and plays. And those people up front. And then our two inside linebackers, Sheehy and Wilnert, have just playing relentless. You know, they're just all over. Get with lots and lots of tackles. I think both of them had 15 and like 19 tackles last week. And then our secondary's playing the pass a little better. So overall, our defenses just seem to be stepping up. And then offensively, you know, we're blocking a little better. And, you know, Driscoll just did an outstanding job at filling in at I-back. And he ran well. But our offensive line gave him some protection. And then, you know, our fullback, we're getting him more involved in the offensive game. I think we're just getting better. I like the way we look in practice, even more. Mike, and we seem to be have just a little half a step quicker, and so you know, I think we're a better football team. I know we're better than when the year started, and so that's, you know, making us better down the road as we enter in the playoffs.
He's going to say, I remember you telling me at the preseason talks that we've had that this team is going to take a while to gel. Are you happy with the way you're sitting at 6-2? Are you happy with the way this team worked out?
Oh, I think so. You know, the loss at Blue Hill early in the year certainly, you know, was something that we were glad about. But I think we've pulled together and kind of tried to come through and get better as the year went on. And I think offensively, as I said, I just think that we're coming along. Our offensive line's blocking well, and you know, our quarterbacks are making good decisions, and we're not turning the ball over. And so I really like the way this football team has come together, Mike. I just, you know, at 6-2, you know, Donovan certainly has got an outstanding football team, and we played fairly well up there, at least defensively. And so if we can get our offensive line just cranked up just a little bit more, you know, we're certainly a team to reckon with.
The number 6 team, seeded team in the Western Division. The winner of this ball game goes on to play Hershey and West Holt. You've also got to Sutton and Battle Creek on this side of the bracket. Are you happy with the draw you got there?
Oh, I think so. You know, after this first round, if anybody's in there that doesn't really belong, then they're out usually. And that 16 teams that are left, whoever they are after that first round, are awfully good football teams. And so the draw, yeah, there are teams that are tougher than others. There's no doubt about it. But I like the way we're, you know, our chances. The only bad thing is if we would win, we have to travel no matter what because of the way the point system's set up. But, you know, it's still, you know, we're looking at a different opponent, certainly at West Holt or Hershey if we would win. And that's always nice to play somebody a little bit different. But both of those teams are good, and you're on the road. And so, you know, that's something to think about. But right now, you know, we're still going to concentrate heavily on Thayer Central because we understand we have to win this one first.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Thayer Central as our pregame show continues after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Back with Hastings Saints SA head coach Carl Chesmer as Hawks getting ready to take the field here tonight at Duncan Field as they take on Thayer Central in the first round of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. A team that is 3-5 on the season, coach. They come in with a losing record, but a team that we saw a week ago. What impressed you most about Thayer Central last week?
Well, pretty much the same thing we talk about. Their athletes are always aggressive. They love the game of football. They play well. They get to the ball. They play good defense. They're always doing the little things right, whether it's on offense or defense. And so those types of teams force you to block well and tackle well and play well, and or you struggle with them. And so we'll have to do that. Now, if we do that, we're in a situation where I think we're a pretty doggone good football team. But we still have to play that way every week. I look for our kids to play well. We practiced well this week. I didn't see any kind of a letdown. And I think they understand that, you know, if you lose a ball game, you're done for the year now. So any loss is not a good one at this point in the game. And so I look for our players to come out and play well and play with confidence.
I'm sure each team is going to tinker with their game plan just a little bit, but it's going to be a case where we're not going to reinvent the wheel in 1 week. You're basically going to see what we saw a week ago.
Well, that's true. And you know, we always practice against our dirty dozen. You know, our defense kind of looks at everything that we can kind of try to come up with in people. And then defensively, you know, I think I look for a lot more stunting from them, although, you know, they certainly played well. I thought their defensive game plan was very, very good last week. And it just seemed like even, you know, Wilnard, we broke a long run, but he broke three or four or five tackles on that run. It's not like we came through clean. And then Driscoll did come through clean on another playoff tackle. So, you know, I think both teams kind of look at trying to shore up what, as they looked at the last game of what they got hurt by or what they were hurt in, and try to make those adjustments and hope that that's enough that you can win a football game.
Driscoll and Wilner each had great games against Thayer Central a week ago. You guys really pounded the rock pretty good in that one. You expect more of the same here tonight?
You know, I really hope to. You know, we're going to try and get both of them going again. But, you know, I look for Herman. If Driscoll, if Herman's okay to have him and I back, and he's a little bit more of a pounder. But, you know, and then we did a lot of good. We threw the ball pretty well last week. We just got hurt by some really, really. We had 13 penalties, Mike, and it just seemed like every time we had something going, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. And then, you know, of those 13 penalties, three were on offense, just a matter of jumping or getting lined up properly. So those are the kind of things that, you know, just about drive you crazy if you let them. And I look for us to hopefully at least stay away from that huge difference in penalties, and I think that will help us.
Yeah, those penalties kind of magnified once we get to the state playoffs, aren't they?
Oh, they do. And you know, they were legitimate things. You know, you always question what's going on, but it was just one of those nights where we decided we were going to, you know, do a lot of the little things, just get lined up bad. But, yeah, and that and, you know, your turnovers, those are the two things that are very, very costly in a tight game, in a playoff game, in a playoff atmosphere.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Carl Chesmer, head coach for Hastings Saints SA. Stick around. Sonic Lamps in the play-by-play description up next. Saints SA and Thayer Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the KHAS pregame show. Brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. proud supporter of area high school athletics and schools. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
We've arrived. A journey 8 weeks in the making has merely led us to the beginning. As the winds turn colder, the long summer nights but a distant memory. Trees nearly bare. Green grass faded. But these fields are still full of life. From the rolling hills of the Panhandle, winding down the rivers to the metro, an energy, an excitement, is building. The goals and dreams of every young man start on a day like today, on a night such as this. We begin on a road to Lincoln, on a journey that separates dreams from reality. And the reality is, it's win or go home. It's high school playoffs, and it's on 1230 KHAS. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks find themselves back in the Class C2 state playoffs, controlling their own destiny on their road to Lincoln, a loaded Class C2 field. But first on the docket, a first-round matchup between the Thayer Central Titans, a team that St. Cecilia just beat last week by the score of 40-0. The old cliche in sports, it's never easy to play a team twice. And St. Cecilia hopes Thayer Central doesn't have any tricks up their sleeve. It's the first round of the Class C2 state playoffs. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the Thayer Central Titans, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you live now to Duncan Field for the call of today's game. Here is KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Michael Walls.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Duncan Field tonight for our Halloween edition of high school football on 1230 KHAS at the Class C2 State High School football playoffs as we get started with Hastings St. Cecilia and Thayer Central here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 6 wins, 2 losses on the season. Their only blemish on their schedule, a loss to Blue Hill by the score of 30-14, and a couple of weeks ago dropping a 14-3 decision to number one ranked Donovan Trumbull. Meanwhile, Thayer Central coming in, they have a record of 3 wins and 5 losses. Their 3 wins have been to Johnson County Central in the first ball game of the season, 12-8. They've also beaten Centura 20-6, and they have beaten Superior 35-6. Both of these teams played just a week ago, and St. Cecilia was able to pick up a 40-0 win over Thayer Central in the regular season finale. So they're meeting here in the first round of the state high school football playoffs. We understand Hershey has already won this afternoon over West Holt by the score of 13-6. So the winner of this ball game will move on to play Hershey in the second round of the state playoffs coming up next week. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as our pregame show continues after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Stop in and check out their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, and more. For even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level, 2618 West 2nd Hastings. Say it with flowers at Bob Sass Flowers.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
And HCC Tasiga is set to take on Third Central in the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs just before 6 o'clock. Our game time temperature today is going to be at 57 degrees with winds out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour. The game time temperature and game time is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Is it time for you to upgrade to a more energy and cost-efficient Lennox heating and cooling system? We'll talk to Tom Wissing at Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings today to find out all the tax credits you qualify for when you replace your old system with a new energy and cost-efficient Lennox system. Find Precision Heating and Air Conditioning online at hastingsprecision.com or you stop in Monday through Friday at 314 West 2nd Street in downtown Hastings. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia with Cannon Howell at quarterback, Patrick Herman, Tyler Willard will be in the backfield. Your tight end will be Alex Sheehy. Your split end is going to be Alex Tino, along with Jake Cato. Avery Driscoll will be the slot back, and across the front for St. Cecilia, a good offensive line, Dallas Kimenaugh at center, Trevor Ernst at left guard, Ty Mangers at right guard, Tommy O'Keefe at left tackle, and Lance Schmidt will be at right tackle. For St. Cecilia in defense, Lance Schmidt at defensive end, Michael Walls at defensive tackle, Cody Zexter at defensive tackle. The other end will be Trevor Ernst. The linebackers for St. Cecilia, Patrick Herman, Tyler Wilnard, Gus Clark, and also Alex Sheehy. And the defensive secondary for the Hawks, you've got Jake Cato, Avery Driscoll, and also Zach Kitten. We'll get to the starting lineups for Third Central here when they have the football. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank member, FDIC. So we're set to go. It's Hastings St. Cecilia in Third Central. The Titans will kick off here. St. Cecilia will move from our left to our right. Mike Will along with Jimmy Purcell as we welcome us into the Taj Mahal of high school sports here at Duncan Field. Here's the kickoff. It's going to come down to Driscoll at the 2-yard line. Quickly back to the 10, back to the 15, to the 20. Breaks outside, and he'll bring it up to about the 23, 24-yard line, and that's where St. Cecilia will start offensively.
Much, much better. A lot of improvements in the offseason. Our first visit here to Duncan Field this season, and with the new press box facilities here, we've got out on the perch, the Blue Hawk Nest is what they call it. We've got the grill going behind us, and we're waiting for the Mangers boys inside to order some stuff up, but we've got a good game shaped up here. This is a team that St. Cecilia handled a week ago. Cannon Howell with the first handoff tonight.
That's got a big hole, too. It's going to be Herman as he gets to start here tonight across the 25 out to the 26, 27-yard line. Herman's been banged up a little bit. He was kind of a questionable starter for tonight. Driscoll carried the ball so well last week in their regular season finale against the Third Central. Rushed for over 100 yards easily, but Herman back in there. And he carries the ball for a first down in his very first carry here tonight. He picks up about 11 yards as he brings the ball up to the 39-yard line. Hawks moving from our left to our right here in quarter number one. St. Cecilia and Third Central tonight in the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. Herman again on the pitch, and he's going to be brought down right at the 40-yard line. So a pickup of only 1 yard on the play. Tackles made in there by Jared Marsh for Third Central. Marsh, Kovacs, Harris, and Brenniger across the front for the Titans. The linebackers, Krula, also Godekin, and also Hins. In the defensive secondary, you've got Dodes, also Mum, Herget, and Mum. Back there for Third Central, a team that comes in 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. Second down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is a 40. Here's a handoff straight ahead. It's going to be Herman. Keeps his leg moving as he moves the ball across the 45 out to the 46-yard line. That's Tyler Wilnard. Tyler Wilnard carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. So we've seen Herman and Wilnard. Marsh is in on the stop again for Third Central. That was a pickup of about 8 yards in the play by Tyler Wilnard. He has rushed for 340 yards so far this season. Herman has rushed for 824. Third down and 1 yard to go. The ball is sitting at the 48-yard line of St. Cecilia. There's Herman again, picking his way across the 50, inside Titan territory, down to about the 46-yard line. That brings up another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So nothing fancy here, Jimmy, out of Carl Tesmer in the offensive unit for St. Cecilia, just pounding the rock against the Titans of Thayer Central. They rushed for over 300 yards last week against Thayer Central.
19 yards already for Herman on three carries. Everything has been on the ground. Hal has yet to throw a pass, and boy, with these broadcasting facilities, we're almost like right on top of the field here. Very nice. You can get a good bird's eye view of things, and the Hawks are dominating the line of scrimmage as they are into Titan territory.
First down, 10 yards to go from the Thayer Central 47-yard line. Hal wants to throw the ball, pumps. He throws to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball over here to Alex Sheehy right on the sideline. He threw it a little bit too short. Comes down to the ground and tries to pick it up, but can't do it as it's an incomplete pass. Howell's only thrown 51 passes all year. 51 passes. He's completed 25 of those. He's got 5 interceptions and 3 touchdowns. So St. Cecilia doesn't throw the ball a whole lot, but they're effectively offensively.
Yeah, they really are. They can move the football with Herman and Wilnert, and also Howell can run the football. 54 totes, 245 yards. Hawks looking at a second down and 10. As Driscoll in motion.
Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Herman across the 45. Breaks outside of the 40 to the 35-yard line. Outside the numbers of the 30. And he's brought down at the 30-yard line. Nice run as he moves the ball from the 48 down to the 30-yard line. That is a pickup of 18 yards on the play for Patrick Herman. Robert Dodes into the stop there for Thayer Central, a defensive back on that side, but St. Cecilia doing exactly what they did a week ago against Thayer Central, and that's just pound the ball against his Titans defense. St. Cecilia has now got it down here at the 30-yard line of Thayer Central. Opening possession of the ball game, the winner will take on Hershey next week. Hershey picking up a win earlier today over Atkinson West Holt by a score of 13-6. First down, 10 yards to go from the 30. Here's a handoff again. That goes to Wilner. This time he's going to be stacked up. Tries to go off a right tackle. He's going to be stacked up on the play there. Tackle is made by Cody Krula, the linebacker for Thayer Central, a 5'7", 165-pound senior. He's their leading tackler on this Thayer Central defense. He's got 70 tackles coming into the football game here tonight. Adams Central already picking up a win earlier today. They came back and scored 22 straight points after falling behind 7-0 to Shadron. Adams Central beats the Shadron Cardinals today by a score of 22-7. Adams Central will move on. They'll face either Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon in the second round of the playoffs next Wednesday. Second down, 9 yards to go. Howell pitches the ball back. Penalty flags fly. They pitch it to the near sideline. Penalty flags fly, and this one is going to go against St. Cecilia. We're just underway in the first quarter of play. We're at Duncan Field. This is the Class C2 State High School football playoffs tonight. Our second game of the day. We pick up and move from Patriot Field over here to Duncan. And what's the very first thing we've got? Trains on the track. Kind of the tradition around here.
Yeah, we've got the train statistics sheet up here. Already won, but if he stays where he's at, we're probably going to end at one.
That's going to be unders. Yeah.
He's locked up and back in traffic up here outside Duncan Field. First penalty of the game by either team goes by the way of St. Cecilia. Going to break up a second down at 15, 8:40 and counting here in the first quarter.
Ball is pushed back here to the 34-yard line. St. Cecilia moving from our left to our right. Here's Cannon Howell. He turns around. That was kind of a mix-up. He kind of turns around and runs right into Tyler Wilner, the ball carrier for St. Cecilia. Cole Harrison in the stop for Thayer Central. That play didn't look very good.
Oh, busted play, and late in the season, kind of odd to see that out of a Carl Tesmer coached football team. But again, Wilnert, one of the two were in the wrong direction on that, and they met in the backfield a couple of yards deep, and the Titans had all the defenders around there, brought him down a couple yard loss, can bring up third down. We'll call it 14.
Third and 14 from the 34-yard line of Thayer Central, the opening possession of the ball game here tonight at Duncan. Cannon Howell in the pistol set. They fake the ball to Driscoll. Howell rolls to his right, unloads downfield. That ball is going to be incomplete. Here on the sidelines downfield for Hastings St. Cecilia down there was Alex Tino. He couldn't come up with an acrobatic catch on the near sidelines. So now it's a fourth down situation, fourth down and 14. I don't know where all the Hawk fans are tonight. Evidently out to celebrating a little trick-or-treat here for Halloween. It's kind of a sparse crowd here at Duncan to start off.
Yeah, it really is. Usually a good crowd on hand. But, maybe going door-to-door, be here at halftime. But a very limited crowd, even the fans standing around the field. As St. Cecilia faces a fourth down, it'll be Herman in to do the punting duties. He has done a great job all season long.
Herman gets this baby away for St. Cecilia. It bounces at about the 10-yard line. Takes a Hawk bounce down inside the 5. It's going to go out of bounds down around the 2 or 3-yard line. Nice kick there by Patrick Herman of St. Cecilia. Averages 39.2 yards per kick. He got that baby right on the money, and he knocks it out of bounds down about the 1 or 2 yard line. So a great kick, and now Thayer Central, offense that has struggled a little bit, Jimmy, will have to work from the shadows of their own goalpost here. As they will start first down and 10, the ball is sitting at their own 2 yard line.
Well, they really have. And again, this is a team, St. Cecilia, heavily dominated. And look for this Randy Aaron's defense to get all over top of Jay Cottom, the quarterback.
Cottom is up under center. He's going to roll down the line of scrimmage, and he hands the ball away, and not much there.
Ball carried by Herget.
Herget was the ball carrier in on the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Is going to be Trevor Ernst. Also, Alex Sheehy in there. They're just trying to pick up some running room away from the goal line. That time they lost about a half a yard. The ball has moved inside the 2 yard line now. It's resting between the 1 and the 2 on the far end. The end zone to our right. Here's the quarterback, Cottom. He's just going to go straight ahead as he bangs his way out to about the 3 yard line. Tyler Willard in on the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Willard gets the stop, but now Thayer Central is going to be looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 9 yards to go. The nose of the football is sitting at the 3 yard line. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between Hastings St. Cecilia and Thayer Central. Now, if you're Jay Cottom, do you want to throw the football from your own end zone? It's third down and 9 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 3. They're going to keep the ball on the ground as they just go straight ahead here, and they get up maybe to the 4 yard line. So, 3 running plays.
Herget,
the ball carrier again for Thayer Central. Willard in on the stop. So now 3 plays and out, and Thayer Central will have to kick the ball from 9.5 yards deep in the end zone.
Well, and that just not only is Patrick Herman dangerous running the football, a very good defensive guy, but look what he does with the punting. They battle a field position. The ball goes out at the 2. The Hawks stop on defense, and now they're going to get tremendous field position. The back guys stand inside the 40-yard line.
That's Herman. He looks up. He's going to grab the ball at the 34. He's back to the 30-yard line, down to about the 27. I like your chances if you're going to take over offensively, Jimmy, at the opposition's 27-yard line. So remember, Herman was the hero there as he knocks the ball out of bounds down around the 1 or 2 yard line. The Hawks hold them 3 plays and out. And now St. Cecilia will start first down and 10 at the Thayer Central 27-yard line.
Well, and St. Cecilia, their first drive all primarily on the ground. 2 passes by Howell. They went incomplete. 7 rushes and 46 yards. But, yeah, they've got the ball in real good field position here at the 27-yard line to Thayer Central.
Driscoll comes in motion to the near side. Cannon grabs the ball, 25-yard line, 20. Ball is on the ground. It is loose. There's a fumble on the play, and I think Thayer Central is on top of it back here at the 22-yard line. Big stack up down there. That's going to be recovered there by Thayer Central. So a fumble by Cannon Howe. The ball is recovered there by Thayer Central. Trev Mum got the recovery. That's his second fumble recovery of the season. And just like that, Thayer Central is in business. First down and 10. They've got the ball on their own 18-yard line.
Well, Cannon Howe was going to make some good yardage off the right side. He was into the secondary and, again, fighting for additional yards. And a tackler came in there, knocked the football loose. He wasn't able to get back on top of it. No Hawks around. And the Titans take over. 6:01 left to go. The Titans with their second possession.
Cotton is going to hand the ball away. Busting through there is going to be Caleb Godekin. Godekin has carried for 653 yards so far this year. He carries that one for about 4 yards. It's going to bring up a second down, actually about 5 yards in the play. Second down and 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 24-yard line. There's Central dressed in their black football pants and their white tops here this evening with their black football helmets. St. Cecilia in their blacks and their blues today. Here's Cottom with the ball. He's going to be stacked up. That's Tyler Willard on top of him. Willard is the second leading tackler for the St. Cecilia defense this year. He's got 76 stops and 2 sacks. Cottom was kind of running around like a chicken with his head cut off there. It looked like a busted play back there for Thayer Central.
Well, it was, and then Wilner came in from his linebacker position and really crushed him about 3 yards deep in the backfield. So it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 7. Ball on the 21. Hawks playing very stiff defense so far in this ballgame.
5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between St. Cecilia and Thayer Central. Cottom's got the ball, looks right side, fires right side. The ball's going to be caught out here right at the first down stakes. We'll see where they spot the football on the far sideline as they get the ball to the big wide receiver over there. They get it over to Robert Dodes as he carries it in. Patrick Herman in on the stop for St. Cecilia. They got it right at the first down stakes. It's going to be just short, Jimmy. 4th down and about a half a yard to go. The ball is resting at about the 28-and-a-half-yard line.
Boy, and if you're Josh Lanik, what do you do here? If you don't make the first down, you give St. Cecilia good field position again, but this could be your last game of the season, so why not? Josh Lanik going to roll the dice here at the 28-yard line. They will go for it on fourth down and about 1 yard to go.
You're 3-5, why not? You're an underdog here in this one. Cottom is up under center, trying to get St. Cecilia to jump off sides. Now they look to the far sideline to get to play. They check their wristbands. Cottom is just going to go straight ahead under quarterback sneak. He doesn't need much. He's going to have the first down. He just plows ahead out to the 30-yard line. So a big gutsy play there by the head coach for the Third Central Titans, Josh Lanik, a guy that we have seen grow up out of Bishop Newman. We watched him play quarterback there. We saw him play at the Midland University up in Fremont. Now he's the head coach here at Third Central. Does that mean we're old?
Starting to show some age, and the salt and pepper sprinkles are showing in both of our hairdos. First down of the night for the Titans. They've got it at the 30-yard line.
Cotton play action pass is sort of near sideline. He's going to be over the head of his intended receiver, Trev Mum. Way over the head of Trev Mum. It's incomplete. It's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go.
Well, oh, by the way, he was a real good athlete, obviously going to college and playing for Midland. But, no matter where he was at on the field, he was a dangerous individual offensively, and he played some defense there in high school and was real good. So he knows how to win. He's been on some winning programs, and he's trying to turn this Third Central team around. The ball goes incomplete, second incompletion of the night. Going to be a second down and long.
Here's Cottom as he pitches the ball back in a long pitch, and that's going to fool nobody. Drug down is a Trev Mum, a loss on the play. It's going to be a Wilner into the stop, but it's going to be blown dead anyway. A loss of three on the carry, but it's going to bring up a penalty situation. The penalty flags were flying on the snap of the ball. It's probably going to be illegal procedure here on Third Central. We'll see if St. Cecilia likes to decline the penalty, which would given the play here. The result was a 3-yard loss, which would bring up a third down at about 13. As they will check to the near sideline, St. Cecilia is going to decline the penalty. So an illegal procedure call here on Third Central. St. Cecilia, because they got a 3-yard loss in the play, is going to decline the penalty. So it's going to bring up a third down and 13 situation now. Third Central has got the ball at the 27-yard line. That's their own 27. St. Cecilia has fumbled once already in this football game. Third Central trying to make something of it right here on this drive. We're down to 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. In quarter number one, no score between the Hawks and the Titans. Here's Cotton with the ball. A little throwback pass is going to be caught here by Godekin. Godekin brings it across the 30, and he's going to be banged out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. Over here for Hastings St. Cecilia was Trevor Ernst. Also, Winner is over here for St. Cecilia. Just a short gain. A pickup of a couple out here to about the 33. So now on fourth down and 7 yards to go, it'll be Third Central putting the pig away.
We will, and boy, we have been fortunate. All the action has been down here on the north end of the field as the sun is just slowly setting now, starting to get behind those trees. It was very, very bright here to start things out. But as the sun sets now, St. Cecilia going to get some pretty good field position again. It'll be Herman and Driscoll back deep.
Brenniger is your kicker. He averages 32.4 yards per kick. Herman signals for the fair catch and makes it at the 36-yard line. So we'll see what St. Cecilia can do here on this drive. High school football tonight is brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, located at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com, and by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zach and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Just what you need. You need to grow. First down and 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball. They've got it at their 36-yard line. Hawks moving from our left to our right here in quarter number one. Cannon Howell comes back out. Handoff goes to Herman. Herman across the 40. Herman comes out to the 44, 45-yard line before he is brought down there. Tackle is made by Caleb Godekin. Godekin, the defensive back, 6 foot, 154-pound senior. Patrick Herman, he was at Adams Central last year. He transferred from Adams Central over to St. Cecilia during the offseason, had a very good preseason camp, kind of worked himself into things here at St. Cecilia, and he has been a force throughout this 2013 season for the Hawks. Avery Driscoll goes in motion to the far side. Herman gets the call again. Herman across the 45, out to the 48-yard line, still on his feet across the 50. He may have fumbled the football again down here at the 49-yard line. The Third Central coaching staff, the players on the far sideline, jumping up and down, and that's going to be the case. The second fumble, Patrick Herman fumbles the football away at the 49-50-yard line, and the Third Central Titans are on top of the pig. And Jimmy, when you're 3-5, you're a huge underdog. That's just frosting on the cake. You get a couple of quick turnovers in this ball game. You don't want Third Central to hang around too long in this one.
You do not want to leave them hang around in a game like this. They're going to play all stops out. They're going for it, trying to upset the St. Cecilia team. But again, Herman with a blast off the left side, just trying to fight for additional yardage, and they're scratching and clawing and everything at the football. They knock it loose. That is the second fumble in three carries, and now Third Central has it at the 50-yard line.
Cotton hands the ball away again straight ahead. That's Godekin with the ball. Godekin, a good carry here on first down as he brings it to the 45-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards in the play by Caleb Godekin. 159 carries, 653 yards. He has scored 4 touchdowns this season for the Titans. It's second down and 5 yards to go. 139 to play here in the opening quarter from Duncan Field. There's Central. And Hastings St. Cecilia still scoreless in the ball game. Jake Cottom with the ball. Cottom is going to stand there, and he hands it away to Godekin. And Godekin brings it for a couple of yards. That was a weird-looking play. 45 to the 43-yard line. The quarterback just kind of stood there, Timmy, and didn't turn, didn't swivel, didn't do anything. Just kind of stood there and just handed the ball away to Godekin. He gets a couple of yards. It's third down. Third down, 3 yards to go for Third Central, moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter. Caught him up under center. Turns, hands the ball away, and he's going to be stuffed in the backfield back here at the 46-yard line. That's going to be Godekin carrying the ball, but Tyler Willard in, and he stopped there for the Hastings St. Cecilia defense. Boy, this Randy Aaron's defense tougher than a $2 steak as they get a couple of yard loss on the play there. It's fourth down and 6 yards to go.
Boy, and look at the D coordinator down there. He's burning more calories than some of the players out there jumping around and shooting in the signals. But he's got his defense cranked up. They make a great play. Wildered with a 2 yard stop for a loss. Ball back at the 45-yard line. We're inside 30 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. No score. And again, it'll be actually back deep. It'll be Driscoll and Cato for St. Cecilia.
Here's the punt. St. Cecilia nearly gets to it. Driscoll grabs the ball at about the 15. He's back to the 20-yard line, down the sideline to the 25. Sidesteps a man. Brings it to about the 25's 26-yard line before he's gang-tangled right there by the Third Central Titans. High school football here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the third possession of the ball game for St. Cecilia. They have fumbled twice. Hawks have the ball here. First down and 10 from their own 26-yard line. Hand off straight ahead. Herman brings it for a couple of yards straight up the gut there, right in the teeth of the buzzsaw, this Third Central defense. That's Wildard carrying the ball. Wildard carrying the ball there for a couple of yards. Cody Krula ended the stop there for Third Central, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books here tonight at Duncan Field in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. We'll take a break with a score. Third Central nothing, and Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw, hey, hey, the gang's all here. Halloween night as we celebrate things here at Duncan Field in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs.
Well, I debated on bringing my mask out, but since I normally wear one each and every day of the week and didn't think there'd probably be any candy here, I held out on doing my trick-or-treating. It did get me away from the house, so I saved some money by not having to buy any candy for the little kiddies when I had around.
Aren't you
like
something special?
I'm like the Grinch of Halloween.
Oh, jeez. Second down, 7 yards to go as we start the second quarter here tonight at Duncan. No score between the Titans and the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia moving right to left here in quarter number two. They've got the football at the 28-yard line. Cannon Howell, your quarterback. Man comes in motion. That's Driscoll. Here's Cannon going to carry the ball. He's across the 30. Nice step at the 35-yard line. Brings it out to the 37. Sidesteps the man and brings it to the 37. Cannon Howell, the ball carrier there. Tackle is made in there by Third Central. And making the stop for the Titans, a new man in there, is Jacob Kniebe. Jacob Kniebe, a 5'9", 168-pound senior, making the stop for the Titans. That's a
First down, a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they bring the ball out to the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Hawks. Ball is on the near side hash mark. Handoff, Wilnert across the 40. Wilnert out to the 45 to the 46-yard line. Tyler Wilnert into the carry there. Trev Mum into the stop for the third Central Titans. Wilnert picks up about 8 yards on a play at second down and two. Just underway here in quarter number two here tonight. St. Cecilia with two fumbles in the first quarter. Nothing in the end zone yet. St. Cecilia on the drive here. Second down and 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 46-yard line of St. Cecilia. Driscoll goes in motion. Now we got a penalty flag. Penalty flag down. They blow this one dead. It'll go on the Hawks.
First quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive out of Grand Island. You can find them on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. Not a lot of offense for either teams. Howell, 0-2 passing for no yards there in that first quarter. The Hawks rushed it 11 times, 56 yards. Four first downs in that first quarter. For the Titans, it was 2-3 passing by Jay Cottom, 11 yards, 10 carries for 9. Total of 21 first down. I'll get to some individual leaders for St. Cecilia after this play.
Second down, 7 yards to go from the 41-yard line. Here's Cannon Howell handing the ball away. That's going to be Patrick Herman back in there. Herman carries a couple of Titans with him as he brings the ball to the 45-yard line. Zach Mum and on the stop there for Third Central.
Patrick Herman in the ball game now. 6 carries and 48 yards. Cannon Howell, 2 carries, 9 yards. And Wilnard with 5 carries and 20 yards so far in this ball game.
Third down at about 3 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 45 of St. Cecilia. Lights are on now here at Duncan. Two tight ends. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side for the Hawks. Back stacked up in the I formation. Cannon Howell goes straight ahead on the quarterback sneak as he tries to bring it 3 yards. He's going to be very close to a first down. We'll see where the officials spot the football. Again, Adams Central winning this afternoon in the Class C1 state playoffs, 22-7 over Shadron. And now they're going to look to the far sidelines. They're going to give him a first down, and do believe. Yeah, Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they keep this drive alive. Coming up at halftime, we'll get you some scores from across the state in the state high school football playoffs. After the game tonight, we've got the scoreboard show. Merritt Lawson will be along with all the scores on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on this day number one or night number one of the state playoffs in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Here's Herman trying to get outside. He's going to be stacked up right there at the 50-yard line. Herman moves the ball from the 48 to the 50. Tackle is made by Trev Mum again. Mum, a 5'8", 156-pound senior for the Titans. Tell you what, Third Central playing tough so far in this first half after being shut out by St. Cecilia last week, 40-0.
Well, and St. Cecilia has just basically done everything on the ground as they have all year long. Howell's only attempted 2 passes. That was in the first quarter. But again, St. Cecilia just finding the running rather tough against this Titan defense this week.
Second down, 8 yards to go, right at the 50-yard line. Here's Wilnard skipping through there across the 45, carries a couple of guys with him down to the 40-yard line, and another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Tackle is made in there by Zach Mum, as well as Trev Mum as they get in there. But not before they pick up another first down, and now the Hawks on the drive here. They're on the run as they got the ball down at the 41-yard line of Third Central.
7 first downs on the night for St. Cecilia, every one of them on the ground. As for Wilnard in the game, 6 carries, 29 yards, doing a great job. 2 hands on the football and really driving those legs. Picks up a nice gain of 8 and another first down.
Here's a handoff again. It's going to go to Herman. This time he's hitting the backfield and down he goes. About a yard loss in a play. Patrick Herman is going to be clubbed right there by Chris Kovacs. Kovacs, the defensive tackle, 5'9", 171-pound junior. Oh, wait a minute. That's not another train as we keep track. He's still on the track. He's just sitting there.
He's stranded. I have a feeling a lot of Hawk fans are
maybe on the other side of the tracks. Yeah,
the train, yeah.
Looking to get to Duncan Field. That baby's been sitting there a while. Give that guy a ticket.
Whole first half.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is down here at the 41-yard line. Cannon Howell, the option play, pitches back to Herman. Herman has got the ball at the 40, gets it out of the 35, and he's run out of bounds here at the 34-yard line. Caleb Godekin is in on the stop here for the Third Central Titans. Now he stopped. There was a city ordinance about trains blocking an intersection. Well, We've seen it just the whole first half. Maybe he was checking out the first half, you think?
Well, very well could have.
He's moving now.
Could have been. So. He's got a good catbird seat, but now he's moving very slow. But,
third down.
Disapproval of the Hawk fans on the other side.
Third down at about 3 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball down here at the 34-yard line. Cannon Howell hands it away to Herman. He's across the 30. Herman takes the ball down to the 29 to the 28-yard line. So the Hawks just using that big offensive line. Tommy O'Keefe, Trevor Ernst, Dallas Kimmenaw, Ty Mangers, and Lance Schmidt. Ben Hintz, this guy, was in at the stop there for Thayer Central, but not before Herman picks up another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. They've got the ball down here at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Hawks.
Eight first downs now in the first half for St. Cecilia, and Wilnard and Herman starting to have some good nights. 29 for Wilnard, 60 already for Herman.
And here's going to be Herman again with another carry. He moves the ball to the 25, and here comes the penalty flag. Come flying in from the guy who's behind the offensive backfield there. He's going to make the call. It's going to be a holding call against St. Cecilia. So a holding call in the Hawks. That's going to be their, what, second penalty? Second penalty of the night. The Hawks are going to be penalized here. We're down to 8 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia nothing and Thayer Central nothing. The Hawks coughing up the ball twice in the first quarter. Here's the penalty as a holding call in St. Cecilia as they move the ball back here to the 37-yard line. Looks like maybe Trevor Ernst might be the guilty party. So it's first down here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The ball is sitting at the 37-yard line. First down at about, 20 yards to go. Maybe closer to 16. They mark it off from the spot of the foul. Cannon Howell up under center. Drops back to throw. He's got time. He throws the ball downfield. He's got a man out here. It's going to be picked off. Picked off at the 12-yard line as his receiver falls down. That was Alex Sheehy. Sheehy falls down at about the 10-yard line, and the ball is going to be picked off there by Robert Doge. Doge gets his second interception of the season, and that is the third turnover, Jimmy, on St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. And, boy, you want to keep a team around. That's the way to do it, and that's turn the ball over. St. Cecilia with three turnovers in the first half alone.
Well, in that first game we did today, it was one of the things we talked about. Mistakes and turnovers can kill a team, and the Hawks with two penalties but three big turnovers. And Sheehy actually fell down on that play and allowed the guy to get in there, Dodes, to make the pick.
There's a handoff now. The St. Cecilia defense needs to stiffen up, maybe get the ball back here in good field position. That's going to be Godekin carrying the ball there, right in the teeth of the buzzsaw of the St. Cecilia defense. Cody Zexter was one of the guys to get there for the Blue Hawks. A loss of 1 yard in the play as the ball is pushed back here to the 9-yard line. Boy, Thayer Central has had tough field position here in this first half. They started one of their drives at the 2 after Herman knocked the ball out of bounds on a punt. Second down and about 12 yards to go. Thayer Central with the ball on their own 9-yard line. Cottom wants to throw. He's got a man out here. The ball is going to be caught. Caught at the 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, right down in the center of the field, across the 40 to the 35-yard line. Good play there by Thayer Central. Finding the guy wide open was Ben Hins. That is his first catch of the 2013 season. That is a huge play there for Thayer Central. They flipped the field position, Jimmy. Thayer Central has got the ball down here at the St. Cecilia 36.
Big, big play. Hintz was able to get past the secondary, and a good pass there by Jay Cottom, right on the money, and a good catch by Hintz in traffic, and then able to take it downfield across midfield. 54 on the play, 7:03 and counting, and Thayer Central's got something going.
There's a handoff to Godekin. He takes it right in the middle of the line there. He's going to be knocked down in the play. Herman in on the stop there. Herman in on the stop, and Michael Walls brings him down. Yeah, that's a reception by Ben Hintz. It's his first reception of the season for Thayer Central. A big one. It counts for 54 yards. And now the St. Cecilia players down here on the sideline, we can hear them chirping a little bit, Jimmy. The Hawks are chirping. Second down at 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line. Here's Cottom with the ball. Wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. That ball is going to be tipped away. Tipped away from the intended receiver. That was Gus Clark over there. Trev Mum was the intended receiver. Gus Clark, the outside linebacker, got his hands on it for the Hawks. And now it is third down. Third down and 10 yards to go with 6:25 remaining. You're in quarter number two. Kind of an interesting ball game so far.
Well, it really is. You got to think that St. Cecilia was a heavy favorite coming into this game after what they did to Thayer Central just a week ago. And ironically enough, this is the same situation last year. Played Thayer Central last game, played them first game of the playoffs. Same scenario this year. And right now, a juggernaut.
Here's a Cottom with the ball. He rolls to his left side. He's under pressure. Cottom still got it. Now he throws the ball. It's going to be chipped and nearly intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Robert Dodes down here inside the 20-yard line. The ball is tipped there by Hastings St. Cecilia. That's Jake Cato back there in coverage. So after that big long pass play, there's Central. Has gone a couple of plays there with incomplete passes, and now they're looking at fourth down at about 10 yards to go with the line of scrimmage at about the 35-yard line at St. Cecilia. And now the Third Central Titans are going to call a timeout. Head coach Josh Lanik wants to talk things over. We've got a break here brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. 6:15 to play second quarter at St. Cecilia, nothing, and Third Central, nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Playoff football on KHAS brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. See him on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. Also by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zach, or rather Zeke. Zeke and Barrett today to see how they can help you grow. We're at Duncan Field in Hastings. Fourth down and 10 yards to go. We'll get to your thought in just a second. Fourth down and 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 35-yard line of St. Cecilia. And the Titans will go for it here. Three wide receivers split out wide to the left side. Cottenham has got the ball. Cottenham wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught there at the 30 to the 25. They lunge forward for the first down. They've got it. Caleb Godekin on the receiving end of that pass from Jay Cottenham. He is brought down by Zach Kitten, but that's another beautifully designed play there by Josh Lanik. There's Central has got a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down to the St. Cecilia 25-yard line.
Boy, there's Central just all of a sudden has got the momentum rolling now. That was a fourth down and 10, and just a pass out in the flats, the left side right in front of Josh Lanik and his crew. They needed 10. They get 11. They got it at the Hawk 24. 6:08 left to go. There's Central on the move.
Here's Cottam again with the ball under pressure. Steps away, and now he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage as he got her back. He was under pressure there. Wanted to take the ball to the near sideline before Trevor Ernst brings him down here at about the 25-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation. We are inside 6 minutes to play in quarter number two. No score between the Titans and the Hawks.
Well, the train is cleared, and
traffic's backed up.
All the way to
Hastings College.
Yeah,
good Lord.
All the way to Kiewit.
All right, it's second down and 11 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is a 25-yard line of St. Cecilia. Cottam has got the ball. Option play. Pitches the ball back here to Godekin. Godekin is hit, still on his feet. And finally, he's going to be gang tackled and ridden down here. Picks up a yard, maybe two, bringing him down on the play. It was old Lance Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Schmidt, a 215-pound senior for the Hawks. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation again. Third down and 9 yards to go. You would think that Third Central would be in four down territory. They went for it before. Might as well.
Well, I would think so. I mean, again, 3-5 on the season. Coming in here as a heavy underdog, and you've got a tie ball game at zero apiece. And right now, Third Central looking good. All their yardage and damage has been done through the air, and here they go again.
Cottam throws the ball into the center of the field. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Driscoll. Back to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Look out. He's got speed. Driscoll to the 40. Driscoll out to the 45-yard line and drugged down. Drugged down on the far side there by Third Central. The center, Cody Krula, brings him down, but a pick there as St. Cecilia gets one of those turnovers back. They've turned it over three times offensively. That would have just kind of thrown up Jimmy out in the center of the field and probably should not have been thrown by Jay Cottenham. It was picked off by Avery Driscoll as he gets his pick. That's his third interception of the season. And now the Hawks have a chance to maybe put some points on the scoreboard here in the first half.
Well, and as Jay Cottenham was getting ready to release that, I think he set a couple of Hail Marys and let that go downfield. All kinds of Hawks around there and a big pick for the St. Cecilia defense.
Here's Driscoll trying to run that little sweep play. He's going to be stacked up. He's going to lose a couple of yards. St. Cecilia really likes that play. Avery Driscoll lines up in the slot off the one side and comes back and gets it on the sweep. At that time, it was smelled out beautifully there by a Third Central as Avery Driscoll is tackling the play. Cody Krula into the stop there for Third Central. A loss of a yard or so on the play by Avery Driscoll. It's now second down and 11 yards to go. Hawks have the ball on their own 46-yard line. will be under 4 minutes to play in the second quarter when St. Cecilia snaps this ball. Alex Tino is your wide receiver to the left side. Driscoll is set up as the slot off of the left side. Now he goes in motion to the far side. Cannon Howe wants to throw. They throw the ball over here to Willard. He grabs it at the 40, 45, 50. Willard to the 45, to the 40. Slips it out at the 35, to the 30, to the 25. And he's going to be brought down. Brought down, down here at the 25-yard line. So a pass play there to Patrick Herman. Herman makes a nice run downfield right down the near sideline in front of the St. Cecilia bench. As they move the ball all the way down here to the 25-yard line at Crozier Park Pharmacy, first down. Caleb Godekin finally brings them down.
First down, number 9 for St. Cecilia, and they set that up beautifully. Three Hawks out in front of Patrick Herman to escort him downfield, 30 yards on the play.
Wide receivers left and right. Herman again gets the call. He's at 25 to the 20, slips outside. He's still on his feet as he brings the ball down to the 15-yard line. And now Patrick Herman, the 180-pound senior for the Hawks, taking over here in the second quarter. Caleb Godekin again on the stop there by Third Central. Hawks are in business. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter, looking for their first touchdown of the ball game. They're going to be looking at a second down and one with the ball sitting right at the 16-yard line. Hawks moving from our right to our left here in this second quarter of play. Cannon Howell is up under center here for the Hawks. He turns, hands the ball away to Herman. Herman is met in the backfield and then fights forward here. Herman on second effort picks up probably the first down. He was initially hit there by Third Central's Jared Marsh. And Marsh stayed with him to finally bring him down. Got a little bit of help there from Chris Kovacs. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down to the 15-yard line. So a pickup of 2 yards in a play for Patrick Herman. Now the Hawks looking at first down and 10 from the 15-yard line of Third Central.
Patrick Herman with great effort there. The blocking broke down up front. Herman was met about a yard deep, but just sheer power was able to pick up enough for the first down. They move the chains again for the 10th time.
Here's a pitch play now to Herman. Herman looking for some running room, 15 down to about the 13-yard line. So a pickup of 2 yards in a play. Tackle is made in there by Trev Mum. Also, Ben Hintz coming up to help out there. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. It's second down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 13-yard line of Third Central. We're down to 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. No score between the Hawks and the Titans here tonight. Ball's on the near side hash mark. Wide receiver is Driscoll, split out wide to the right side. Alex Tino will come to the left. Cannon Howell with hands under center. Handoff goes to Herman again. Looks inside, bounces outside. Herman at the 13, down to about the 11-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Trev Mum and on the stop again for Third Central. So now the Hawks looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 6 yards to go with a minute and 48 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with the ball at the Third Central 11.
Hawks now with 116 yards on the ground, 30 through the air. And, boy, just as soon as St. Cecilia pop a big play, then the Third Central defense steps up. And now they've got St. Cecilia looking at a third down, third and six, the ball at the 11. And we are inside 130 left to play here in the half.
Option play, Cannon Howell skips inside. Howell still has feet. He fumbles the football again. It's going to be picked up by Third Central. Third Central has got the ball, and he's going to down it in the end zone. Four turnovers for Hastings St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell fumbles the football into the end zone. It was picked up there by the Third Central Titans, and they down the football in the end zone for a touchback, and Third Central dodges a bullet here with a minute and 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Four first-half turnovers for the Hawks.
Unbelievable. The Hawks look like they're going to go in for their first score of the night and the second fumble of the evening for Cannon Howell. Again, just trying to fight for additional yardage. Was going to have the football down around the 5-6-yard line. But again, he costs a pig up in the end zone. Third Central gets it, takes a knee, and they bring it out the 20-yard line. They dodge a bullet.
All right, so Third Central now on the attack as they run the ball straight ahead. Both hands in the ball. That's a Caleb Godekin. He finds some good running room up here, about 8-9 yards. Tyler Willard in on the stop for St. Cecilia defensively. But, boy, when you're facing a team that's 3-5, you're facing a team that you beat last week 40-0, you can't be putting the ball in the turf, and that's what St. Cecilia has done here in this first half of play with four first-half turnovers. We're down to 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Hawks and the Titans are scoreless here in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs tonight. Cole Harris is the injured player for Third Central as he's going to make his way off of the field on the far side. Harris, a 5'10", 189-pound senior, who's the starting left guard for the Titans. Clock is running at the 37-second mark now. We got a second down and one with the ball sitting at the 29.5-yard line of Third Central. Pitch play comes back here to Godekin. Godekin does not get to the first down stakes. He stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Gus Clark into the stop there for St. Cecilia. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation, but I don't think Third Central will have to. Well, they're going to give him a first down. They give him first down there. They give him forward progress to the 30. Nice spot. Very generous spot there at Crozier Park Pharmacy. First down as they bring the ball to the 30-yard line. And now with clock is running inside 20 seconds to play, and I don't think Third Central will have to snap it again. They're going to feel happy with getting into the locker room here with a scoreless ball game so far. And that's going to be all she wrote as they let the time click down, and that's the end of the first half of play. So kind of a surprise here in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over four times in the first half alone, and the St. Cecilia Bluehawks are in a tussle here. In the first half of play, we played two quarters at Duncan Field to score in halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia nothing and Third Central nothing. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here. Doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Duncan Field. We are scoreless at halftime. The Class C2 State High School football playoffs between Third Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. Welcome into the halftime show brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. Well, the Hawks have moved the ball up and down the field here, but, boy, they've been turning the ball over. Four turnovers in the first half alone, and that keeps a team like Third Central. It's 3-5, a big underdog in this ball game in the contest. They got to be happy, and got two quarters to go. St. Cecilia is struggling here in this contest, holding on to the pig.
Well, as I was going to do some additional numbers, but, again, no scoring to give you in the ball game as we've got a 0-0 tie here at the end of the first half. For Third Central, in that first half of action, their quarterback, Jay Cottom, was 4 of 8 passing, 76 yards. He had one interception in that ball game, but Cottom with a couple of nice passes. They had a 54-yard play there early in that second quarter, but then was snuffed out by the Hawk defense. 16 totes tonight for the Titans, 20 yards, so 96 total yards of offense on 24 plays. For Third Central in this first half of action, four first downs for Third Central in the ball game. Their leading ball carrier in the game is Caleb Godekin with 9 carries and 22 yards. For St. Cecilia, offensively, Cannon Hallis, 2 of 4 passing in that first half, 30 yards. He also had one interception in the first half of play. 26 carries for the Hawks and 116 yards, so 146 of total offense in the first half. 10 first downs on 30 offensive plays. Some individual leaders, Patrick Herman tonight, 14 carries, 76 yards. Tyler Wilner with 6 carries and 29 yards. Patrick Herman also has one reception for 30 yards. Actually, that should be one of four passing for Cannon Howell, as he had one interception, but one reception for Patrick Herman and 30 yards. Again, the big story, four turnovers, one interception, three fumbles, two by Cannon Howell, one by Patrick Herman, and the Hawks find themselves in a in a Donnybrook here at the Duncan Field. This is a team they handled easily a week ago, but it's been the turnovers and just a pesky Josh Lanik squad who are convinced right now you leave them hanging around in the ball game, it makes it tougher to put them away. And we'll see what Carl Tesmer and Randy Ahrens and the rest of the St. Cecilia staff have to say and make adjustments at halftime.
I'd give you the scoring in the first half, but I don't have any.
Well,
that's the way it is, 0-0. Usually I get that portion of the halftime show on my side of things, and there's nothing to talk about. No scoring. St. Cecilia with four turnovers. Wow, three fumbles and one interception. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight. We'll come back and run down some scores from across the state of Nebraska, tell you what's going on in the state high school football playoffs as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex Steel Siding and Soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you... your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will. Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Duncan Field tonight. Second game of two for us. We had the Adams Central game earlier today out of the Patriot Field. It was an afternoon game, and Adams Central was able to knock off Shadron today by a score of 22-7. Shadron got on the scoreboard first at the 10:58 mark of the first quarter. They got an 11-yard touchdown pass from Tristan Stein to Matt Cerny, a 17-play, 80-yard drive. It was Shadron out on top by a score of 7-0. Adams Central made a drive in the first half that covered 50 yards, 14 plays, but they put no points on the scoreboard. They were forced to punt the football away deep in Shadron territory against the wind today. So the first half ended with Shadron out on top by a score of 7-0. Bill Carlin and the Patriot coaching staff made some changes at halftime. And boy, they came out in the second half and really dominated the contest today. They scored in the first two possessions of the second half. They got their hands on the football first and went 10 plays, 63 yards. Jack Berry got in from 4 yards out. Shadron was penalized on the extra points. So they moved the ball half of the distance to the goal line. And with the Patriots trailing 7-6 in the ball game, Bill Carlin, that sneaky Bill Carlin, the head coach for the Patriots, decides to go for a two-point conversion, and he stuffs it into the end zone. So the Patriots have their first lead of the ball game at 8-7 with 7:35 to play in the third quarter. Their defense holds. AC gets the ball back. They go 9 plays, 55 yards. They get a 2-yard touchdown run from Buzz Niederklein. The point after touchdown was good. That made the score 15-7. Then Adams Central scoring late in the ball game at the 1:07 mark. A 3-yard touchdown from Buzz Niederklein, the point after good, and the final score 22-7. Adams Central wins the ball game today. Earlier action afternoon from C1. Adams Central will move on. They will play next Wednesday as they will take on the winner of the Norfolk Catholic and Gibbon ball game. That one is going on here tonight. We're at halftime here in Class C2. It's Hastings St. Cecilia and 3rd Central tied up 0-0. We'll get you a scoreboard update now at halftime, brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of the Sonic. They're also online at FurnitureDirect.com. So we'll check the scoreboard here and see what has transpired so far. First of all, in Class C1, it was Pierce today knocking off Ogallala by the score of 31-13. At halftime, it's number 5 seed Broken Bow out on top of the 12 seed Grand Island Central Catholic. That score is sitting at 14-0. Again, a final score in Class C1. Adams Central knocks off Shadron today by a score of 22-7. In the Eastern Division of Class C1, we have a final score in. It is Falls City getting by Wayne by a score of 28-27. Wayne had a lead early in that ball game, but Fall City comes back to win 28-27. In Class D1, we've got Donovan Trumbull playing Centura tonight. That one will kick off at 7 o'clock. This one running a little bit ahead of time, so a lot of these games kicking off at 7 o'clock tonight. In Class C2, a final score in. Crofton has beaten Bridgeport today by a score of 28-14. The Blue Hill Bobcats, they hung on to beat Kimball today by a score of 21-6. That game was 7-0 late in the ball game, but Blue Hill comes up and beats Kimball today by a score of 21-6. They will move on to play the winner of the game between North Platte St. Pat's and Cambridge next Wednesday. And in the second quarter, North Platte St. Pat's has got the lead over Cambridge by a score of 7-0. Again, Hershey knocking off West Holt by a score of 13-6. Hershey will play the winner of this ball game next Wednesday. And right now, St. Cecilia and Third Central, they are scoreless at halftime. Some other games going on in Class C2. The Sutton Mustangs, they're playing Southern Valley tonight. And Sutton has got the lead at home there in the second quarter. It's Sutton 16 and Southern Valley 7. The winner of that ball game will face Battle Creek next Wednesday, the second-seeded Battle Creek ball club there, as Battle Creek picked up a win over Bayard in action today by a score of 61-14. Class C2 in the East. We'll see if we have anything going on there. Malcolm has won today. Actually, they're in the third quarter. Malcolm is playing Ponca. And Malcolm has a 28-14 lead. They are in the third quarter of play. Final score in Class C2, Hardington Cedar Catholic over Palmyra by the score of 41-0. In the fourth quarter of play in Class C2, you've got Lutheran High Northeast all over Johnson County Central by the score of 49-0. In Class C1 from today, the number one seed Overton, they knocked off Clearwater Orchard by the score of 65-14. Overton will move on to play the winner of the game between Palmyra, or actually a Palmer, and Sutherland. They're in the second quarter, and Palmer is leading Sutherland by the score of 28-8. A final score in. It was North Central today upsetting fifth-seeded Arapaho by a score of 36-32. So the number 12 seed, North Central, picks up a win over fifth-seeded Arapaho, 36-32. Other scores, we've got Hemingford picking up a big win today over Franklin. They win by the score of 64-8. CWC picks up a win over South Loop today by a score of 26-23. Also in Class D1 action, Elm Creek winners over Niobrara Verdigre by a score of 54-14. In the Eastern Division of Class D1, a final score in. Bruning Davenport Shickley, the number one seeded team on that side, picks up a 56-12 win over Neely Oakdale today. In the second quarter, Randolph is leading McCool Junction by a score of 16-6. A final score in, Exeter Milligan 56 and Hardington 6. In the second quarter, you've got Guardian Angels Central Catholic and Heartland going at it tonight. And Guardian Angels has a 22-20 lead. They are in the second quarter of play. Finally, in Class D2, we have got Hayes Springs playing Layton. They're in the fourth quarter. Hayes Springs has got the lead over Layton by a score of 20-16. A final score in. It was Amherst today beating Hitchcock County in a ball game we had earlier on ESPN 1550 KICS. Amherst 58 and Hitchcock County 22. Stewart has won today in Class D2. Stewart 44 and Garden County 14. Some other scores I might pass along to you. Action that's underway. In Class D2, we've got Medicine Valley leading Elwood. They're in the third quarter. It is 42-20. A final score, the Shelton Bulldogs winners today. Shelton knocks off Sandhills Thetford by a score of 34-32. In the eastern side of Class D2, it is Falls City Sacred Heart all over Kennesaw. Falls City Sacred Heart 58, Kennesaw nothing. They are in the fourth quarter of play. Also in the fourth quarter, Lions Decatur Northeast leading Meridian by a score of 60-6. In the third quarter, it's Fullerton 40 and Parkview Christian 12. And also in the D2 ranks in the second quarter, it's Sterling leading Scribner Snyder by a score of 20-12. And in the second quarter, Why Not 24 and Wausau 14. Your scoreboard update tonight brought to you by Furniture Direct. They deliver to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic, and also online at FurnitureDirect.com. We're at halftime here tonight. Class C2 action as Hastings St. Cecilia and Third Central do battle. We are scoreless. Five turnovers between the two teams so far in the first half alone. St. Cecilia with one interception and three fumbles. Their Central has got one interception as we get ready for half number two coming up here tonight. By the way, we've got more sports action coming up for you this weekend, getting an early start on things here with this Thursday night edition of high school football. Tomorrow night, we open up the college basketball season. If you can believe that, Billy Gavers and his new run at Hastings College will begin tomorrow. Hastings will open up against Baker University of Kansas. They'll open up the 2013-2014 season. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS. The tip-off at Lynn Farrell Arena will be at 7 o'clock with the pregame show at 6:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Then on Saturday, we'll head for Orange City, Iowa, as the Hastings College football team looks to kind of get off of their schneid. They play one of the better teams in the nation on Saturday. They'll take on the Red Raiders of Northwestern over in Orange City. That game will kick off at 1 o'clock with a pregame show at 12 o'clock noon here on 1230 KHIS. So a little mix of high school football, throw in a sprinkle of Hastings College basketball, and we'll top things off with Hastings College football on Saturday afternoon from Orange City. And in between, we've got a visit to our most favorite restaurant on the way back home.
Oh, yes, and thank you for making me feel a little bit warmer as the winds have switched around now, coming out of the north and starting to cool off a little bit, but you warmed me a bit with that.
With that thought, yeah.
Basketball for you. Billy Gavers would love a game like this, no scoring. if you like scoring, Hastings College, that's one thing that they will take pride in this year, knowing Bill Gavers' defense. He will hang his hat on his defensive side of things. And then we look at the Saturday football game. Boy, and look at some of that. They've got a quarterback that's been around there, four-year starter now. Seems like he's been there for five or six. He's throwing the football around. I think he's ranked about 16th in the nation. And a couple of good running backs. They're a good football team. And this is going to be a tough test for the Broncos to try to get a win after the only win of the season to Kansas Wesleyan, first game out of the chute.
It's been a while.
Wow.
You've got all that action coming up for you this weekend on 1230 KHS. We've got the second half coming up here. Hastings St. Cecilia and Third Central. You've been listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. We've got the third quarter coming up next on 1230 KHAS.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field as we get ready for the second half of play here tonight. High school football on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Remember, you can check them out at www.hastings.edu. No score between the Hawks and the Titans here tonight. As we get ready to kick off here in the second half, it's going to be Third Central to receive the second half kickoff, and dropping back deep for the Titans is going to be Trev Mohm. as he's sitting at about the 5-yard line. And now the official finally gives St. Cecilia the ball here. And Gonzalez will be in the football for Hastings St. Cecilia. Aaron Gonzalez. So a little bit more pep here on the St. Cecilia sidelines here to begin this second half of play. Here's the kickoff. It's going to bounce at the 2-yard line. It goes in and out of the end zone. And that's where Third Central is going to start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Have a look at that first half of action there. Central with 96 total yards. They got most of their offense through the air. A big pass play to Cottom to Hintz in that first half. That went for 54 yards, but 65 yards, actually 76 yards on the arm of their quarterback, Jay Cottom. They're out for their first possession here in the second half.
Wide receivers left and right from the 20-yard line. Cottom gives the ball away to Godekin. He's hitting the backfield, and down he goes. 1 yard loss on the play as Caleb Godekin gets the carry. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Wilnert, who's having a sensational ball game here in this contest here tonight. Loss of a yard on the play as they push the ball back to the 19-yard line. Second down and 11 yards to go. There's Central moving from our left to our right here in the third quarter. Two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Cottom is in the shotgun set. Cottom wants to throw. Throws it near side. It's going to be caught here by Mum. Mum across the 20 out to about the 23-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Patrick Herman, the outside linebacker for the Hawks. Give him a pickup of a couple of yards into play. Still going to bring up a third down in each situation. St. Cecilia would like to hold Third Central down here and get good field position for their offense.
Boy, Patrick Herman made a great open field tackle. He over-pursued on that play, but was able to get a hand up and catch Mum's shoestrings.
Here's Cottom. He rolls to his left, holds it. Now he's going to run with it across the 20, out to about the 23-yard line, kind of bobbling the ball there, but he falls on top of it as he falls down at the 23-yard line, covered up there by Alex Sheehy and others for St. Cecilia. So three plays and out. Third Central is going to get the ball here. Rather, Third Central is going to have to punt the football away. St. Cecilia will get it back after a good defensive stand.
Yeah, good defensive stand by Randy Ahrens. Randy Ahrens, the squad back deep, standing inside their own territory. It's going to be Herman and also number 20, Avery Driscoll, to receive this Third Central punt.
Preston Brinniger is the punter. He averages 32 yards per kick. His longest this year has been 53. Here's the kick. Is going to bounce to the 48. Herman lets it go across the 45. He lets it roll out of bounds here at the 40-yard line. So all in all, a pretty good kick there. It's going to go about 40 yards for Preston Brinniger as the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds here at about the 40-yard line. That's where St. Cecilia will start. First down and 10 on their own 40-yard line. Cannon Howell will be your quarterback for the Hawks. Patrick Herman in the backfield with Tyler Willard. 10-18 to play in the third quarter. No score between the Hawks and Third Central. Wide receiver is Jake Cato, splits out wide to the right side. It's going to be Alex Sheehy to the left side of the formation. There's a quick throw out to Sheehy. Grabs the ball and then he drops it. That's going to be an incomplete pass. They didn't know if he was behind the line of scrimmage or not. Now they blow it dead here. It's an incomplete pass, so it's second down and 10 yards to go. Al just threw it out here to Alex Sheehy right on the snap of the ball. They didn't know if Alex was behind the line of scrimmage or not. It's ahead of the line there, so it's officially an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 40-yard line. That's the St. Cecilia 40. Avery Driscoll split out wide to the right side. Alex Tino comes to the left. Beck's in the I formation. Cannon Howell, option play, keeps it himself across the 40 out to the 45-yard line. Pick up a 5 yards in a play on the option by Cannon Howell as he brings it up to the 45-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Ben Hintz, number 45, the outside linebacker, 5'9", 145, and a senior. So it's third down and 5 yards to go. We're in the third quarter, 9:45 to play. No score between the Hawks and the Titans. Wide receiver splits onto the left side. That is Cato. Wide receiver onto the right side. That is Avery Driscoll. Cannon Howell, play action pass, throws it down the left sideline. A man is out there. That is Cato. He makes the catch at the 20-yard line as he somersaults down to the 15. Nice catch by Jake Cato. Makes it down here at the 15-yard line at a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for the Hawks.
39 on the pass and catch to Cato, and he maybe got away with a little bit of shove off. That ball was underthrown just slightly from Howell. But again, Cato was able to come up with a reception. Big gain. That is a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, number 11. And St. Cecilia with good penetration into Third Central territory down at the 16-yard line.
Tino's your wide receiver out to the right side. They're going to run the option to that side. Cannon Howell is going to be hit once, hit twice, and down he goes. Cannon Howell did not get to the end of the line of scrimmage. Cody Krula is in on the stop there for the third Central Titans. A loss of a yard or so there, and the option play by Cannon Howell. So it's second down and 11 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 17-yard line of third Central. So a big pass play to Jake Cato has got the Hawks in the red zone here in this third quarter. Scoreless as we're inside the 9-minute mark. Here's Cannon Howell. Hands under center. Hands it away to a Herman. He brings it across the 15 down to about the 14-yard line. Herman is brought down again by Cody Krula and others. Look at the white shirts. Good gang tackling out there for third Central tonight. Brings down Herman after a couple of yard gain. And the Hawks now looking at third down. Third down at about 8 yards to go. They've got the ball at the third Central 15-yard line. Remember, the Hawks have been down here a couple of times tonight, Jimmy, but nothing to show for it. Four turnovers in the first half alone.
Well, and again, St. Cecilia appears to get a good drive, or they get a big play, and then they seem to sputter offensively. And after the big pass play, now the Hawks looking at a third down and nine, the ball at the 15-yard line.
Cannon Howell again turns and hands the ball away to Herman, dancing away, and he's going to be brought down. A little bit too much dancing there, Jimmy, and not a whole lot of north and south running by Patrick Herman. He's brought down there by third Central, Jared Marsh and others. No gain in the plan. It's fourth down.
Fred Astaire would have been very happy with the happy feet down there moving around, but kind of a strange call by St. Cecilia. It was a third and long, and they just try to stretch it off outside the tackles. And again, third Central there defensively, and now a timeout on a fourth down call coming up for St. Cecilia.
We've got a timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body of Hastings. And we'll take a break here with 7:56 to play in the third quarter. It's St. Cecilia nothing, third Central nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
High school football tonight brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Our presenting sponsors for the 2013 State High School Football Playoffs. We're going to have a field goal attempt. This one will be from 31 yards out for Hastings St. Cecilia to try to get him on the scoreboard. Grant Schmidt is your field goal kicker. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is going to be good. He hits that one from 31 yards out. So a 31-yard field goal here by Grant Schmidt gets Hastings St. Cecilia on the scoreboard. 7 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in quarter number three. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 3, third Central nothing.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a 31-yard field goal by Lance Schmidt gets Hastings St. Cecilia on the scoreboard, or rather a Grant Schmidt gets St. Cecilia on the scoreboard here tonight. Schmidt is now 2-for-2 on kicking field goals this year. Gives the Hawks the lead.
Boy, and plenty of leg behind that. The snap was good, the hold was good, and the kick was good by the youngster out there, just a freshman, Grant Schmidt, doing a great job. Playoff football, kicks one through the pipes. And, boy, his points are tough to come by. Those could be three very, very big points here in this ball game.
Gonzalez kicks off. Doge grabs the ball now for third Central as he brings the ball back across the 25. He got it to the 25-yard line. So Doge brings the ball back there, Robert Doge. So now third Central will have the ball again. First down at 10 yards to go from the 25-yard line. High school football here tonight. Adams Central has already won. They beat Shadron earlier today out at Patriots Field in our first ball game here on 1230 KHIS. 22-7 was the final score. Second round of the state playoffs going to be held next Wednesday across the state. So here's third Central trying to pull off an upset of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. A 3-0 ball game. Godekin has got it on the quick pitch. 25 to about the 27-yard line. Godekin carrying the ball. Tackle is made by Gus Clark of Hastings St. Cecilia. And now Godekin is slow in getting up there for Theron Central. He's gonna need some assistance. So Caleb Godekin is down here for Theron Central. He's going to need some assistance. We've got a timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. We've got 7:29 to play in the third quarter, and we'll take a break with a score. Theron Central trailing St. Cecilia. It's the Blue Hawks 3 and the Titans nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the injured player here for Theron Central is the leading rusher for the Titans. This will be a big blow if he can't continue. That's Caleb Godekin. He's going to be helped off of the field and be taken to the far sideline. So Caleb Godekin, who ran the ball in that last play, is going to be helped to the sidelines. And again, he's the leading carrier for Theron Central this year. 159 carries and 653 yards. So about everything they have got done offensively on the ground has been through Caleb Godekin. And he's going to go to the bench now for Theron Central.
And Gene Parks, Doc Herbert, they will continue to stay with Godekin. I know I watched through the glasses there, Doc Herbert having a lengthy talk with him down, so maybe asking him what county or town he is in.
Here's Herget that replaces him now as he busts through across the 30 to the 35-yard line. He's got a first down. He's going to be brought down at the 39. He's the guy who replaces Godekin. This is Tyler Herget, 5'8", 154-pound junior. He found a little seam in the Blue Hawk defense and brings the ball to the 39-yard line. That is a first down at Crozier Park Pharmacy, first down at the 39-yard line.
That is just the fifth first down for Theron Central here this evening. And again, we'll keep an eye on Godekin on the far sidelines, but right now Theron Central gets a first down. They got the football at the 39-and-a-half-yard line.
Cottam's got the ball. Here's a handoff. Now they fumble the football down here. A big, big stack up. They're fighting for it at the bottom of the stack, and they're going to give the ball to Theron Central. That was an errant handoff between Cottam, and I think that was Herget they were trying to get the ball to. They didn't make connection there, and the ball was on the turf for a second or two. It was covered up there by Theron Central. It's a loss on the play of about 2 yards. Right in front of us here at the 37-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and 12 situation now for Theron Central. The Titans moving from our left to our right here in this third quarter of play. We're down to 6.5 minutes to go. 3-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Cottam throws the ball. It's going to be caught out here at the 45 to the 50-yard line inside Blue Hawk territory of the 49. A completed pass to the 49-yard line. That's Robert Dodes on the reception there as he takes the ball to the 49 of the Hawks. Zach Kitten in the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Second reception tonight for Dodes, 19 yards. That one there goes for 13 yards. They need a 12. He gets 13 out to midfield. And here Theron Central's got a nice drive working again.
Jay Cottam in the shotgun set. He's going to run the football himself across the 50. That's all he's going to get. He's going to be buried here at about the 48. Maybe a gain of one on the play as they just spread the field there. And Cottam just goes straight ahead out of this set. Lance Schmidt into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. A pickup of 1 yard in the play, second down and 9. There's Central, 3-5 on the season. They've got the football now at the St. Cecilia 48.5-yard line. Hawks holding on to a 3-0 lead here in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Jay Cottam with a spread set. Stands in the pocket, throws it near side. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass, trying to get the ball there to Trev Mum. Mum, a 5'8", 156-pound senior, but that pass was nowhere close. So it's an incomplete pass. Third down now for Theron Central. Clock has stopped with 5 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Titans will now call the play here at the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers split to the right side. The tight end lined up to the left side of the formation. Back stacked up in the I formation and third down and 9 yards to go. Draw play. Herget's got the ball across the 45, across the 40, down to the St. Cecilia 38-yard line. First down. A Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. as the head coach Josh Lanik kind of crosses up the St. Cecilia-led defense led by assistant coach Randy Aarons. A draw play right up the gut. It's a first down for Third Central down here at the Hawk 38-yard line.
And a nice blast play. Good blocking up front between the tackles. And, yeah, they cross up the St. Cecilia defense, a 10-yard gain. First down number 7, and the Titans at the Hawk 39-yard line, 5:23 and counting in quarter number 3.
Totten wants to throw the ball again. He does. Dodes has got it, and he's immediately blasted here on the play at about the 35-36-yard line. So all of a sudden they're finding big old Robert Dodes. He's a pretty good target, 6'1", 148-pound junior. He's made a couple of receptions here on this drive. Pickup of about, 4 yards in the play? Maybe 3. We'll call it 3. Second down and 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the St. Cecilia 36-yard line. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 3 and Third Central nothing. Ball is on the near side hash mark. Jay Cottom is the quarterback for Third Central. Hands under center, turns, hands the ball away to Hergett. Hergett crashes forward and runs into a blue wall. Gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and that is all she wrote. No gain in the play. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is still the 36-yard line. Coming up after the ball game today, we'll name our player of the game, also our coach's post-game show. Then we'll get you into the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from night number 1 of the 2013 state playoffs. Cottom has got the ball. He throws it far side. It's going to be caught there by Dodes, but not much of a pickup. In fact, maybe a no gain in the play. That's all she wrote as Gus Clark is out there defensively. Tell you what, that was a dangerous pass, Jimmy. That was a long pass to the far sideline. As the ball was on the near side hash, they threw it to the far side, and Gus Clark had a beat on the ball there and could have picked that one off and went the other way, but he makes a nice defensive play out there as he brings him down for no gain in the play.
Well, dangerous because it could lead to a pick six in a hurry. St. Cecilia with tremendous speed defensively on the outside, and you get one of those guys in the flats, they're going to take it to the house. But to no avail, fourth down call here for Josh Lanik, 4th and 7.
Cottom lines up, and he's going to throw it downfield. His man falls down. He got all twisted around out there. That's a Trev Mum. He had a step on his man back here. That was a Jake Cato. He got behind Jake Cato for St. Cecilia, but Mum just fell down. So now it's going to be a 1st and 10 for St. Cecilia. Tell you what, he would have thrown that a little bit further and maybe to his other shoulder. Mum probably would have come down with that. He got all twisted up as he was dancing around out there and just fell down, lost his footing.
Well, and Mum was looking to the inside, and he had to switch around and try to go to the outside towards the St. Cecilia sidelines. And again, just got twisted up and fell to the turf. But, yeah, he had a couple steps on Cato. But the Hawks dodge another bullet, and they'll take over at the 36-yard line.
Here's Cato now on a sweep to the near side. He's at the 40-yard line, 45 to the 50, inside Third Central territory down to the 47-yard line. Jake Cato carrying the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made by Cody Krula for the Third Central Titans. So that's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here for St. Cecilia as they move the ball down to the 47 of Third Central. You get the feeling that St. Cecilia is just dominating this ball game, but you look up on the scoreboard, it's 3-0.
Well, they really have. They've had the football a long time, but again, the four turnovers have really hurt the Hawks here tonight. But a nice play there by Cato, 17 yards around left end, and now we're going to have a timeout. St. Cecilia, Carl Tesber will exhaust one of his timeouts.
Timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings, 3:08 to play third quarter. St. Cecilia 3, Third Central nothing.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here tonight. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines. Customized to fit your needs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. 1st and 10 for the Hawks from the 47 to Third Central. Here's Cannon Howe with the ball running it. He gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to go down. They run the spread set. Cannon Howell just runs the ball straight ahead there. And Howell is going to be drugged down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 yards to go. Not very imaginative there. They spread the field, and Cannon Howell just grabs the ball, and he goes straight ahead.
That is for Howell. Six carries here this evening. He's got two fumbles on six carries and only 17 yards. Cannon had a tough night. He's had a couple of nice passes downfield for 69 yards. The Hawks look at a second and a nine call at the 47-yard line.
Cannon Howell throws the ball near side. It's going to be caught there by Sheehy at the 45, to the 40, 35, 30, down to the 25-yard line. Sheehy down the near sideline. Finally, the tackle is made from behind by Ben Hins. A nice grab and run there by Alex Sheehy as he's got another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, and the Hawks are on the move. On their last possession, they got a 31-yard field goal from Grant Schmidt. They're looking to cash in here. They got the ball down here at the third central 26-yard line.
Well, and here we go again. Every time the Hawks will break a big play or get down deep in third central territory, they find a way to sputter at best. They've only got 3 points on the board. We'll see if they can do a little better here at the Titan 26-yard line.
Here's a handoff to Herman. Herman looking inside, bounces outside, spins. He takes the ball across the 20-yard line down to the 15. Patrick Herman carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. He looked inside, then brought it right out to the outside of the right hip with a tackle there. Makes a spinning move. He takes the ball down to about the 15-yard line, and now Herman is down. Patrick Herman is down here for St. Cecilia at the 14.5-yard line. That's where the line of scrimmage is going to be. We've got a timeout now as Patrick Herman for St. Cecilia is down on the turf. Their central has already lost their starting running back in Caleb Godekin. Now Patrick Herman is down here for St. Cecilia after a nice run that picked him up another first down at the third central 14-yard line. 2:06 to play. And let's see, Herman is going to be back onto his feet, so we'll stay right here as he's going to be helped to the sidelines now. So a quick injury timeout there as Patrick Herman is going to come to the sidelines for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Patrick Herman, the leading rusher for the Hawks, is now being helped off of the field. He had 128 carries, 824 yards, and 13 touchdowns coming into the ball game here tonight. May have twisted an ankle here as he comes to the near sideline.
Not putting any weight on that left ankle as he's helped off by the massive medical staff here. Tell you what, when a player goes down on the sidelines here at Duncan Field, there's a swarm of medical personnel around there, which is a good thing. But again, we watch Herman come over here. Now he's able to put a little bit of weight on that that left leg, so that's a that's a good sign. We'll see if he can walk it off. But a 12-yard gain and another first down for the Hawks.
Here's Cannon Howell. He's going to throw the ball near side. It's going to be Cato grabbing the ball there at the 10-yard line. He gets away from a would-be tackler, takes it to the 5, and takes it down to the 1-yard line. Jake Cato slips a couple of tacklers there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Nearly got into the end zone here on the near sideline, but he steps out of bounds at about the 1. So St. Cecilia now knocking on touchdown door, looking for their first touchdown of the night. Hawks have a 3-0 lead over Third Central. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. You've got Avery Driscoll now in the backfield as the tailback. And it's going to be a quarterback sneak as they just go straight ahead. They take it into the end zone for the touchdown. Cannon Howell takes it into the end zone for the touchdown, and the Hawks go out on top now by a score of 9-0.
It didn't come very easy as Cannon Howell put his nose right in behind his center on that play there in Dallas Kiminal, and it was very tough. Their central had a good surge, and it he didn't get across by much, but it's the first touchdown of the night. It comes on the way of a 1-yard touchdown run. And a couple of nice pass plays set up there by St. Cecilia. Jake Cato doing a good job of running on a couple of them plays. And now we got Schmidt into the game for the PAT.
He hit a 31-yard field goal to give St. Cecilia the lead on their first possession of the second half. Now he's going to try to tack on a PAT. Ball is down and the kick is up. And the kick goes through the uprights and is good. So St. Cecilia has scored in the first two possessions of the second half. That play, that series was 7 plays and 64 yards. The first one was 7 plays and 60 yards for the Hawks. They have scored twice here in the third quarter of play, and the Hawks now have the lead over Third Central. Hastings St. Cecilia 10, Third Central nothing.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park.
which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Duncan Field. So two scoring drives for St. Cecilia here in the third quarter of play after we fought to a 0-0 tie at halftime. The Hawks now on top by a score of 10-0.
Well, the Hawks here in this third quarter, 36 yards on the ground on eight carries, but it's been Cannon Halley's been throwing the football around. Jake Cato with a couple of receptions and 53 yards here in this third quarter. Alex Sheehy with one reception, 19 yards, so 72 yards through the air for Cannon Howell here in this third quarter. They've really opened things up here, and they've opened up a 10-0 lead. 1:41 left to go as it is Gonzalez into the football.
It's going to be a short kick. There's Central fields it at the 30 to the 31 to the 32. That's Mum bringing the ball back to the 32-yard line, and a big-time hit there by Hastings St. Cecilia. Dallas Kimenaugh down on special teams. They get down to putting a nice little hit there on Mum at the 32. So now third Central. Tell you what, the Titans have fought hard here in this football game tonight. They need to sustain a drive if you're a third Central fan and take it down the field and get some points on the scoreboard here. You're still in this thing. It's 10-0 with 1:37 to play here in quarter number three. You've got your leading rusher, though, Caleb Godekin. He is still on the sidelines for third Central. The leading rusher for St. Cecilia is on the sidelines here for the Hawks as Patrick Herman. So now it's third Central with the ball. First down, 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is their own 32-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right. Man goes in motion now. Off to the far side, that is Mum. And we got an illegal procedure call here. Mum was lined up as the slot man off to the right side. He was going to come back and get the pitch there from Jay Cottom. But an illegal procedure call there on third Central. That's going to cost him 5 yards. Moves the ball back to the 27-yard line.
That is only the fourth penalty tonight between the two teams. Looking, taking some injury updates here right down in front of us. Patrick Herman appears to be getting his left ankle retaped. And Godekin on the far sideline sits there with the deer in the headlight look. His helmet is about 15 yards away from him. That is an indication that he is done for the evening as they have taken his headpiece away from him.
First down and 15 yards to go from the 27-yard line of third Central. The Titans trying to pull off an upset here tonight. Here's Cottom with the ball, and now he's in trouble, and down he goes. That was a bad play. Not everybody was on the same page right there as he is brought down in the play. Michael Walls was the guy to bring him down there for St. Cecilia. Caught him, just kind of turns. It was with anybody there. They ran into somebody, and he decides to go down.
He looked and wanted to pitch the ball to Herget. He didn't want it. Seen a wall of blue coming. And St. Cecilia with a big defensive play there. That's a loss of three. So now they've got second down and 19. Back at the 23-yard line, 1 minute left to go here in the third quarter.
Cottom throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught here at the 30-yard line across the 35 to the 36. As they get the ball up there, still going to be short of a first down. It goes out to Dodes. Dodes makes the reception. Tackle is made by Zach Kitten. But now it's going to be a third down situation here for third Central. A little bit better opportunity here to pick up this first down. It's third and about, 5 yards to go from the 36-yard line. There's Cottom throwing the ball on the near side. That ball may have been deflected. Trying to get it over here to Mum. The ball may have been deflected there by the defensive line of St. Cecilia. Cody Zexter may have gotten his hands in there for the Blue Hawks. It is now fourth down. Fourth down and 6 yards to go. And now third Central will have to punt the football away. You get the funny feeling that St. Cecilia is slowly but surely starting to wear down this third Central football team here tonight.
Well, a much more physical team is St. Cecilia, and I think that's going to be getting to be the case as St. Cecilia got a couple guys back deep at the 35-yard line, but St. Cecilia will just grind this clock out now.
Here's the kick by Brenniger for third Central. It's going to be picked up by Avery Driscoll at the 35-yard line. Bangs his way out to about the 39. He comes out of the stack there and gets the ball and brings it to the 39-yard line.
Boy, normally as a coach, you tell your return men to get away from the football when that ball's bouncing down around there. It's live if it hits you. And, yeah, it was St. Cecilia very dangerously picking that up. Was Driscoll. He tried to make a big play, was able to get it around the left side in front of the Hawk bench. Pick up about 8 yards, so the Hawks take over at their own 39-yard line. 15 seconds left to go. They have a 10-0 lead over there Central.
Gannon Howell from the Pistol set here. He's got the ball. He's going to throw it out to the far sideline. Cato has got it. He is set once, and down he goes. Good defensive play over there by Mum. Quick pass out there to Cato, but Mum right there defensively. A loss of a yard in the play. That's going to bring up a second down situation, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. So three quarters in the books tonight here at Duncan Field and Hastings, the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs on 1230 KHIS. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 10 and Third Central nothing.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 10-0 is the score. I think they've turned on the air conditioner here in our broadcast booth.
Yeah, this nice facility we have. It's cooling right down. Glad I slipped home to pick up another jacket before we got this ball game going. It's going to be a chilly one before we get out of here.
So St. Cecilia's got a 10-0 lead over Third Central. They've got the ball on their own 40-yard line, working from our left to our right here in the fourth and final period. The Hawks scoring in their first two possessions of the third quarter. They've now got that 10-0 lead after we fought to a 0-0 tie by halftime. So St. Cecilia can work on the clock now here in the third quarter, but Cannon Howell swings the ball out here. Avery Driscoll bobbles it, grabs it. Now we got an incomplete pass. Bobbled it so much, he bounced it off of the ground there, evidently, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up a third down situation, third down at about 9.
Third quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Third Central, their quarterback, Jay Cottom, 5 of 8 there in the third quarter, 32 yards. They rushed it 9 times for 18, so 50 total in that third quarter, 7 first downs. For St. Cecilia, Howell, 4 of 5 passing, 71 yards, 8 rushes for 36, 107. Total offense, 5 first downs for the Hawks, and the Hawks have a third down and long and a movement up front for St. Cecilia.
And the penalty flags fly here. That's going to cost them 5 yards. So instead of third down and 9, we're going to be looking at about third down and 14 yards to go as they march off 5 yards here against Hastings St. Cecilia. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game today. We'll have our coach's post-game show. And then Merritt Lawson will be along tonight with our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from across the state of Nebraska on this first day of the state playoffs in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Now they're going to rule the penalty against their central. Somebody had jumped off sides there for the Titans. So they're going to move the ball 5 yards closer to the first down stakes as they set her down the nose of the football right at the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia. Third down and about 4 yards to go. Man goes in motion. Here's Cannon Howe with the ball. He's going to throw it down the right sideline. A man is out there and overthrows the ball down here at the 25-yard line. That was Alex Chino just on a simple fly pattern down the near sideline. He's got some tremendous speed. Got behind his DB there, but it's thrown way too far by Cannon Howell. Incomplete pass, going to bring up fourth down at about 4 yards to go, and St. Cecilia will punt the pig away.
And we'll see who does the punting chores. The punter is down here with ice on his left ankle. That is Patrick Herman. Herman with one punt in the ball game, got it out of bounds down around the 2-yard line early in this game. So we'll see who comes in to do the punting chores here for St. Cecilia.
They've had some mix-up. Looks like Gonzalez is going to come out. He's averaged 46.5 yards per kick himself. He gets this one away. It's not going to travel 46.5 on this one. It bounces at the 30-yard line across the 20, and it's going to be out of bounds down around the 14, 15-yard line. So Aaron Gonzalez gets a good roll on the ball there, and there Central will have the football back with 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia holding on to a 10-0 lead over the Titans tonight.
Offensive leaders for Thayer Central in this ball game. The guy that's on the bench, Caleb Godekin, 11 carries, 24 yards. He appears to be done for the night. And it is Tyler Herget with 6 carries, 19 yards. Dodes, the receiver, 5 receptions, 35 yards. He's been a nice target for the quarterback.
And now they're going to swing the ball out here. It's going to be caught here at the 20-yard line out to the 25.
Austin caught him to Trev Mum.
So they're going to get it out to a Mum. Trev Mum out there makes a nice catch on the ball as he moves the ball for a first down at Crozier Park Pharmacy. First down. Schmidt in on the tackle there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Nice pass there by Jay Cottam as there. Central continues to throw the pig around a little bit. 11 and a half minutes to play. 10 to nothing is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Cottam in the shotgun set. He's going to hand the ball away, and St. Cecilia right there defensively, and down he goes. That's Herget with the ball there, and he is knocked down in the play. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Wilner again. The linebacker for Hastings St. Cecilia has had a whale of a ball game here tonight for the Hawks. A loss in the play of about 3 yards. Second down and 13 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 22-yard line of Third Central. Caught him with hands under center this time. He wants to throw the ball. Now he gives it away on a draw play, and that's going to be stuffed. There's Central able to run the football against his St. Cecilia defense here in the second half. Tyler Wilnert again into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Boy, how many tackles is that tonight for Wilnert? He's had a ton, 11 tackles so far for Tyler Wilnert in this ballgame tonight.
Almost want to look out there and see if there's a matching number 6 jerseys out there. Wilnert has been all over the field. He has had a handful of carries on the offensive side of things, but defensively he has really anchored that linebacking core out there. He's done a tremendous job, and he's made a couple of big plays. It's a third down, third and 16. The ball back at the 19-yard line. Hawks lead 10-0, 10-13 and counting left to go here in the game.
Dode splits out wide to the left side. They go the other way. A long pass down the other sideline is going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Mum, and that one is going to be broken up over there by the Hawks. That was a Cato over there defensively for St. Cecilia. As Jay Cottam just wound up and threw that about as far as he could there. It's an incomplete pass as the ball is knocked loose there. And now it's going to be Third Central punting the football away with 10 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. The winner will move on to play Hershey next week. That'll be on Wednesday. Hershey picked up a win earlier today, 13-6 over Atkinson West Holt. Here comes the punt now for Third Central. A good one out here to about the 50-yard line. Driscoll drives the ball, 45-40. Driscoll's at the 35, dances his way down to the 31-yard line. Avery Driscoll returning the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. And another stop for the Titans of Third Central, and his special teams is Ben Hins. So it's going to bring up a first and 10 now for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks have a 10-0 lead. If you're just joining us, it was 0-0 at halftime here tonight. St. Cecilia scoring on 2 possessions of the second half. And now limping to the St. Cecilia bench here is going to be Michael Walls. Michael Walls is now going to limp to the bench for the Hawks here in the special teams unit. Walls has been anchoring the defensive tackle position for St. Cecilia here tonight. Now he's a little bit shaken up. Patrick Herman is already on the bench here with a big old ice bag on his left ankle. Walls will now come to the bench here for the Hawks. St. Cecilia with a 10-0 lead. Hawks have the ball down here at the 31-yard line of Third Central. Wide receiver is Cato, split to the left side. The Hawks keep the ball on the ground. That's a Wilner with the ball now. He carries it across the 30 down to about the 27-yard line. So he's doing the damage on the defense, and now he's going to try his hand at running the football. Tyler Wilner for Hastings St. Cecilia moves the ball for a couple of yards off a right tackle. A pickup of about 4 yards in a play, second down and 6 yards to go. We're getting some second teamers in there now for both teams as time continues to wind down here in this fourth quarter. 9:25 to play. St. Cecilia's got a 10-0 lead. Cannon Howell with hands under center. Here's Wilner again. Looks inside. Bounces outside. 25. Wilner's at the 20. 15. 10. He makes a cut at the 5-yard line. He's knocked down at the 2. Tyler Wilner takes the ball down to about the 2-yard line for Hastings St. Cecilia. Made a nice shimmy shake there, Jimmy, at about the 6 or 7-yard line. Moves the ball down to the 2 before he's finally brought down into play by Trev Mum. And the Hawks are knocking on touchdown door again at the 9:09 mark this fourth quarter.
Boy, and it's got to be frustrating for Patrick Herman over here on the sidelines to have ice around his ankle and not be in the ball game. But, boy, Wilner doing a great job filling the void. Makes a nice move. Takes it around the outside, 25 on the gain, and it's a first and goal at the 3 for St. Cecilia.
Cannon Howell again looking over the defense, turns and hands the ball away to Avery Driscoll. He fumbles the football. It's picked up here by Third Central. Picked up by Third Central, 25-30, 35-40, 45, and he's going to be still on his feet across the midfield stripe to the 45 and brought down at the St. Cecilia 42. That is the fifth turnover of the night for St. Cecilia, and that could be a big, big momentum changer right there. Avery Driscoll fumbles the football down here at about the 1 or 2 yard line. They bring the ball all the way back here, Jimmy, and Third Central is in business here in the fourth quarter.
Unbelievable. That was just a handoff off the right side. That was Driscoll in the backfield for St. Cecilia, and he takes it in and what appeared to be down on the play. The ball bounces loose. No indication from the officials, and they're not even going to talk about it. It's a fumble, and then Mum scoops it up, breaks a couple tackles at the 40, across midfield, across the 45, down to the 43. Fourth fumble of the night for St. Cecilia, and they give their Central life in this fourth quarter.
Brings it all the way back to the 41 of St. Cecilia. So here come the Titans back out here. Here's a throw to the near side. That ball is caught here by Dodes. He gets it to about the 37 before he's ridden down. So another turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. That one is into the end zone. It was brought back there by Third Central. And now the Titans still have life here with 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play. 5 turnovers in the Hawks here tonight. There's a pickup there of about 4 or 5 yards in a play. Second down and 5 yards to go. There, Central has got the ball at the Hastings St. Cecilia 37-yard line, trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-0. Jay Cottom has got it. He pitches the ball back here. Now a double reverse. Coming to the near sideline, running with the ball is going to be Mum. St. Cecilia right there defensively. A double reverse as they got it down here to about the 39-yard line. Gus Clark stays home here, and he picks up the tackle here for the St. Cecilia defense. So a lot of running there and a loss of a couple of yards in the play. It's going to bring up a third down situation. The first guy to get his hands on the ball there was Jacob Kniebe. He then hands the ball away to Mum coming back to this side of the field. And Mum is going to be tackled for a couple of yard loss. Third down, 7 yards to go. 7.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 10-0. Hawks have the lead. Play action pass. Caught him across the middle. It's going to be caught here and then dropped. Caught and dropped at about the 33-yard line. That's Herget, the intended receiver there for Third Central. And now you're sitting at fourth down here, Jimmy. Fourth down and about 7 yards to go for Third Central, trailing 10-0 in the ball game. You've got to go for it right here.
Yeah, no decision for Josh Lanick. You go for it on fourth down. He's rolled the dice a couple of times in this ball game, and he's succeeded on fourth down. But his team trails 10-0, 7:19 left to play. Still plenty of time. But they've got to convert on 4th and 7 here at the Hawk 39-yard line.
3 wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Here's Cottom with the ball. He is in trouble. Here comes the pressure. He's sacked. He is sacked back here at the 43-yard line. Randy Ahrens comes with a pressure there and gets to Jay Cottom. And the tackle is made in there by Cody Zexter for Hastings St. Cecilia. So that turnover in the Hawks doesn't hurt him. St. Cecilia's defense holds, and the Hawks will take over first down and 10 on their own 43-yard line.
That is 4 consecutive rushing plays in the fourth quarter for Third Central for minus 14 yards. Wilner's been in on a couple of stops for a loss, and that was a host of Hawks there that was able to get in there and knock him down. So St. Cecilia will take over on their own 43-yard line.
And now the Hawks have the ball. 2 hands in the ball is Cannon Howes. He's going to run it himself. He brings it around the right end. He moves it from the 43 onto the 47-yard line to pick up a 4 yards in the play. And I think Carl Tesmer and the rest of the offensive staff has instructed his team to get 2 hands in the football when he can here. 5 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in this contest tonight. They had 4 in the first half alone. They fumbled the football into the end zone in that last possession. That would certainly have been 7 points there. But Third Central still has got the goose egg on the scoreboard. Here's a handoff, a little fullback trap play. And that goes absolutely nowhere as Wilner picks up 1, maybe 2 yards in a play. Tackle is made by Hintz and also Herget here in the ball game for Third Central. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 6 situation. The ball is sitting at the St. Cecilia 47-yard line. 6 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. So 3rd down here. The Hawks need a couple of first downs and pretty well wind out to the rest of the clock here. Clock is running. Here's Cannon Howell with hands under center. He rolls to his left side. He throws the ball. It's going to be picked off by Mum at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, down to the 10-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Turnover number 6 in the ball game for St. Cecilia.
And now we got a late penalty flag coming in there. Probably a personal foul. But again, Trev Mum made a great break on the football as it was Cannon Howell just telegraphing his pass over to the left side. Mum jumps the pass route and was able to pick it off at about the 40-yard line, takes it all the way downfield to the 10, and now we got unsportsmanlike conduct against St. Cecilia. That'll be penalty number 3, and a big one again, St. Cecilia letting the Titans hang around, 10-0 St. Cecilia, but hang on. Their Central's going to have it first and goal here with 5:44 left to go. They stick it in here. We got a ball game on our hands.
Unbelievable. 6 turnovers for Hastings St. Cecilia. An interception and a fumble here in the last couple of minutes here for the Hawks. And Third Central has got life, a team that comes in here with a record of 3 wins and 5 losses on the season, trying to upset Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Third Central has got the ball at the St. Cecilia 5-yard line following the interception and the penalty. Here's Jay Cottom. He's going to have the back stacked up in an I formation. Herget is in the I back position now. And he's going to get the call here, and Herkin is going to be drugged down. Wilnard and Sheehy in on the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. 6 turnovers for the Hawks, and that is not going to make the offensive unit very happy here tonight if St. Cecilia can survive this one.
Well, I think when you talk to Carl earlier in the week, he was pretty happy with his ball club. They seem to be improving every week, which all coaches want. He even thought they were improving from the game a week ago. But, boy, this has been a sloppy performance here by St. Cecilia this evening.
Ball's back to the 7-yard line. Second down and goal. They fake the pitch. Here's Cottom. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings St. Cecilia down here. And getting the ball is going to be Alex Sheehy. Alex Sheehy gets a pick. I've never seen so many turnovers in one game.
That is now 3 on Thayer Central, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble, and St. Cecilia was 6, 9 turnovers between the two football teams, and what looked like Thayer Central was going to go in with a first and goal, the quarterback, Jay Cottom, trying to jam that into Dodes in the back of the end zone, and Sheehy jumps the pattern, able to pick it off, and the Hawks take it over at the 10-yard line, dodging yet another bullet thrown from Josh Lanick's crew.
5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a pitch play to Driscoll. Driscoll, he brings it out here to the 15, and a penalty flag goes down. I think a face mask is going to be called here as Driscoll brings the ball out to about the 15-yard line to pick up a 5 yards in the play. I guess if you're just Carl Tebson right now, the way this game is going, you just keep the ball on the ground and tell the guys to hang on to it, tell your offensive line to block somebody out there and get out of here with a win, huh?
Boy, I tell you what, this has been unlike any St. Cecilia game I've seen. This is going to leave them scratching their heads after this ball game.
So 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia, 3 on Third Central, 9 turnovers between the two teams. St. Cecilia holding on to a 10-0 lead here over Third Central. That was a 5-yard penalty marched off in Third Central. Here's a handoff now to Avery Driscoll. He's going to be drugged down here. Driscoll doesn't find any territory. That's Preston Brenniger, the defensive end on that right side. He picks up the tackle there. That's going to bring up a second down situation. Second down and about 4 yards to go. Check that. Yeah, second down and about 4 yards to go here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now we got a timeout called. Brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. 4:37 to play fourth quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 10, Third Central nothing.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Duncan Field. the guy who redesigned the press box facility off, on the off season, he forgot to put heat in here.
He's just out of arm reach. I'd like to grab a hold of him and shake him down. They could throw a heater in here. This would be a whale of a spot to do a game in late November, I can tell you that.
Looking forward to that if the Hawks can keep this thing alive.
Boy, I tell you what, it's been a tough game for St. Cecilia. Again, 6 turnovers tonight for St. Cecilia. It has been less than pretty. But, hey, all it is playoff football, get a win in advance. And the Hawks are on their way with 4:37 left to go here. But the Hawks with a second down and 5 here. The ball back at the 15-yard line. They have dodged all kinds of bullets from Josh Lanik's squad tonight. They have played a whale of a game. Those guys from Hebron.
Cannon Howell fakes the pass. Now he's scrambling here to the near sideline. He's going to keep the ball himself, and he's going to be popped out of bounds. That could be a late hit there. Cannon Howell ridden out of bounds here by Thayer Central as he is knocked out of bounds here. 4:28 remaining. A loss on the play. Back to the 13-yard line, so it's third down. Yeah, can you imagine in November with it winds blowing here? At about 50 miles an hour, we've got snow hitting us in the face.
Well,
we're out here on this sun porch.
We've designed our own little hut with the old facility.
Yeah, I don't know if we can do that here.
I don't
here.
Know if John would be very happy if I brought my screw gun and everything up here to redesign this.
It is third down and 7 yards to go from the 14-yard line. Big hole here. Look out. Wilner's off to the races. He's at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Nobody's going to catch him. Wilner takes the distance from the score. From the 14-yard line, 86 yards, Wilner gets loose. And Wilner puts this baby away. An 86-yard run there from the 14-yard line. Wilner takes the distance, 86 yards for the score, and the Hawks go out on top 16-0.
Wilner now with 146 carries on 146 yards on 9 carries. That one there from 86 yards out. A good job by that offensive line. They were able to put a hole on the right side of that Hawk line. And Wilner, not only can he do it defensively, he's a powerful individual. He's also got some tremendous speed. He pulled away from the defenders, and it'll be Schmidt in for the PAT with the Gus Clark holding here as St. Cecilia tacks on 6 more.
I don't know if I could have caught the disable. He had some. He took it off. There's the extra point. That one is up. It's going to be no good. It's going to be no good.
Well, you managed to get the sable inside the hollowed
the walls.
You got inside the wall.
I just drove right on in.
Yeah, why not?
Drove in like a drive-in theater. Extra point is no good. 4:14 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. It's St. Cecilia 16, Thayer Central nothing.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here. Doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field.
Obviously the temperature's starting to mess with our brain. 2 games in 1 day and we're out of control.
It's good. There's only 4:14 left.
That's it. And the Hawks appear to be advancing in the Class C2 playoffs. Not a pretty one. They've had a struggle here tonight. Josh Lanik got to be very proud of his guys coming in here after getting demolished last week by the St. Cecilia football team. But they come in here, they put up a fight, played a good game. But St. Cecilia's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you turn the ball over 6 times in 1 game, you're not going to beat anybody. Now here's like a little pooch kick here, and it's going to be fielded here by Thayer Central, and down he goes at about the 42-yard line. Just a little pooch kick there. Ben Hins grabs the ball there, and he falls on it at the 42-yard line. Sometimes I really just got to wonder.
Well.
Yeah, you're up 16-0 now, really in control. Why are you doing? Why are you kicking like that?
I don't quite understand that one either. I don't know that there's a return man that was a threat.
No,
so,
we haven't seen it.
No, we haven't seen anything in the return.
That's why we're up here and not down there.
That's exactly right, up here with no Kleenexes.
And the weed. Here's Third Central. Jay Cottom is going to pitch the ball back. It's going to be a halfback pass. Mum throws the ball down here. It's going to be tipped and almost intercepted. Coming down the near sideline to Tyler Herget. He was out here for a while, but St. Cecilia had that one defended. Zach Kitten back there. We see a couple of blue shirts back there. That was a Driscoll back here as well. So it's incomplete. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation.
Zach Kitten, he's been in on a couple of stops tonight, but nearly had an interception. I know someone very interested dialed into the radio tonight. Very proud of Zach.
There's another pass that's going to be almost intercepted again. They try to force that ball into a Mum at about the 47-yard line. Sheehy got his hands on it there for St. Cecilia. And now it's third down and 10 yards to go with 4:03 to play here in the fourth quarter. Play coming in off of the far sideline, and head coach Josh Lanick. Everybody's checking their wristbands here, and now we got some confusion. And now what do we have? Oh, the ball got loose. Sprung forward by about 7 inches. They're going to bring her back here, and now it's Cody Krula over the ball here. He pitches the ball back or centers the ball back here to Cottom. He throws the ball. That ball is going to be caught out here at the 48-yard line. Nice catch there by Herget as he makes the catch. That was a pickup of about 6-7 yards in a play. It's going to bring up a third down situation, actually a fourth down now. Fourth down at about 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 47-yard line of Third Central. And the Titans will go for it here, trailing by a score of 16-0. So they're fighting until the bitter end here. Jay Cottom in the spread set, rolls to his left side. Cottom holds it. Now he's got the ball, 45-50. He's going to be close to a first down as he moves the ball into St. Cecilia territory down here at about the 46.5-yard line. That's pretty well with our angle, Jimmy. They're going to give him a first down. It's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So Jay Cottom was scrambling with the ball there, brought it to the wide side of the field, and picks up the first down.
First down number 9, and I know as you was watching the play develop, defensive coordinator Andy Ahrens, he still got some moves. He was able to make it downfield. He was running right along with the quarterback on that play.
Here's Cottom again. He's under pressure. Cottom squirts away here, gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and advances by a yard or so as he takes it to the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia. So the Hawks now coming with a lot of pressure here in this fourth quarter of play. And Cottom picks up about a yard on the play there. It's going to bring up a second down and 9 situation. And now we've got a timeout called here by Third Central. This will be a timeout brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics. Do you find yourself taking a timeout from doing the things you love because of pain in your neck, back, legs, hands, or feet? As your neighbor and orthopedic provider, Hastings Orthopedics' commitment has always been to provide you the best orthopedic care when and where you need it, taking you from a timeout to a time-in. Find Hastings Orthopedics online at hastingsorthopedics.com or any of their satellite clinics across central Nebraska and northern Kansas. To schedule your appointment, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again.
Well, it's a good thing we had 6 minutes for you to read all that. Tell you what, we get to playoff football. We've got them all jumping on.
Jumping on board here.
Well, you got more sheets than, more pages there than the encyclopedia. If it was a windy night, you'd have them all over. They'd be over at Big Dally's Deli. We'd be picking them up later on out of the bushes.
Here's Cottom now in second down, 8 yards to go. A throw that's going to be caught here inside the 40-yard line down to about the 36. That's going to be Dodes again. He's been all over the place here in this second half on the receiving end of things for Third Central. That's going to bring up a third down and 1 situation. He nearly got to the first down stakes there. So we're down to 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in this one. The ball is down here at the 36-yard line of St. Cecilia. Now they're going to spread with 3 wide receivers flooding the left side of the formation here. One lone setback behind Jay Cottom. And Cottom is just going to go straight ahead. He'll have a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as he moves the ball inside to 35, down to the 34-yard line. Cody Zexter into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Boy, we talked about the turnovers tonight for St. Cecilia, but the injuries continue to mount up. We see down in front of us Lance Schmidt, who come off holding a towel up around his head. Helmet being carried over by the doctors. I didn't see that injury happen. It's Third Central very quickly up here now.
There's a pass that's going to be incomplete. Gus Clark in coverage there. The intended receiver was Herget for Third Central. Gus Clark right on top of him there and jars the ball loose. Second down and 10 yards to go. Yeah, Schmitz banged up. We've got Herman banged up. A couple of kids down here nursing injuries following this football game here tonight. That's a quick turnaround again. Next week will be the second round of the playoffs on a Wednesday. This is a grueling stretch here once you get into the playoffs and start winning. We're going to have a second down and 10 situation. Football is at the 34-yard line. Now the officials conferring with something here. The players are all ready to play. The officials are hugging out here at about the 36-yard line. Talking over something.
You know, the others feel left out.
They're going to confer out here.
Well, it's getting about that time they decide where to eat.
Well, the player's already up over the football trying to run a play. We're down to 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. The officials come back. They don't really do anything. They don't move the ball, and we're going to be ready to go here. Second down and 10. Here's Cottom with the ball again. Rolls to his left. His pass is going to be behind his intended receiver here. Way out of his outstretched arms. That's Dodes, the intended receiver. That one was nowhere close, and it's going to bring up a third down and 10 situation. Tomorrow night, we'll have Hastings College basketball. The Broncos, the Bill Gavers era, begins at Lynn Farrell Arena. 7 o'clock, they'll play Baker University of Kansas. We'll have the ball game for you on 1230 KHAS, beginning the pregame show at 6:45. Pressure again. A pass that's going to be caught down here at the 25-yard line. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. That's Mum. Mum gets the reception. Tackle is made in there by Alex Sheehy. And that's going to be close to a first down as the officials look to the far sideline. And let's see. They're going to bring in the chains, I do believe, from the far side to measure for a possible first down. So now we've got the Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang coming out here. Whether you're looking to improve your existing home or to build a brand new home, you can always count on the Measurement Gang at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein for all of your lumber and hardware needs. Helpful advice and a square deal every time. Talk to Gene or Kobe at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today. And we stopped just short of a first down by about the nose of the football. So it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, fourth down and the nose of the football to go here for Third Central. It's a 16-0 ball game in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks have turned the ball over 6 times in this ball game. It was 0-0 at halftime. Fourth down and less than a yard to go from the 24-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Up under center, you've got Jay Cottom, and now he looks over to the sideline to a Josh Lennick. On fourth down and about 6 inches to go, he turns and hands the ball away. Squirting through there, he's got the first down and more. Running the football now is Jacob Kniebe as he runs the ball down there inside the 20-yard line down to about the 19. Grant Schmidt into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
First down number 11 for Thayer Central, and they're not rolling over. 1:53 and counting. They get another first down. They got the football in the red zone.
Caught him again. Wants to throw. He throws it. It's going to be knocked down. He wanted to take it to the right sideline there. It was knocked down by Tommy O'Keefe. Tommy O'Keefe gets the knockdown there for the St. Cecilia defense. It's going to bring up a second down situation, second down and 10 yards to go.
29 pass attempts tonight for Jay Cottom on the evening. He's had some big pass plays, but they haven't been able to run the football much here in the fourth quarter. Again, a lot of plays, stops behind the line of scrimmage. 9 carries, and they are finally now at the minus 1 yards here in this fourth quarter.
Dodes, the wide receiver, split clear to the right side. They want to throw the football that way as they throw it in the end zone. That's going to be knocked down and almost intercepted again. If we go to 10 turnovers in one game, I'm going home. Jake Cato knocks the ball loose there for St. Cecilia. Yeah, 9 turnovers between these two teams. That was an incomplete pass. It's third down and 10.
You can't go home. You can't get the Sable out.
We did. We just drove right in here tonight. We're in the within the walls here.
Yes,
States
yes,
say.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We have never done that before.
Uh-uh.
Third down and 10. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Wildert. Look out. He's down the sideline. 40. He's at the 45, 50, 45. He's caught from behind. Cut from behind here by Jay Cottom, the quarterback for Third Central. 10 turnovers in this football game here tonight.
Well, I guess I'll be doing the close, the wrap, and I'll send you the final numbers.
Unbelievable.
Later on. Yeah, 10 turnovers Boy, that one there caught him just looking right around the goal line for a receiver down there. And again, Wilder jumps the pattern from his linebacker position, takes it all the way downfield to the 40-yard line, and now a 1:28 left to go. Hawks will just grind this out, and they'll advance.
Cannon Howe is going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Avery Driscoll. That's fighting for some yardage there between the tackles as he moves it inside to 40 down to the 37. Yeah, the Hawks' next game will be next Wednesday. They'll take on Hershey. Hershey picked up a win earlier today over Atkinson West Holt by a score of 13-7. Or 13-6 was the final score in that one. We'll let you know on the broadcast plans for next week as Adams Central also won. Patriots will either be playing Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon. We'll get a score for you coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show with Merritt Lawson. Here's a pitch back. It's going to come to Driscoll. Driscoll at the 35-yard line. Driscoll gets it to the 31, and down he goes. We're down to 48 seconds to play. Coming up, we've got the player of the game. We've also got the coach's post-game show and then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here on 1230 KHS. A lot of games still going on throughout the state of Nebraska tonight. Third down and about a yard to go. Driscoll got a bounce on the far sideline, so the clock is stopped now.
Talk as about that.
Cato is going to come in now offensively.
Talk about that matchup next week against Hershey. I believe Hershey undefeated last game of the regular season, took down North Platte St. Pat's, a familiar team for St. Cecilia. And I believe that game was in North Platte, so Hershey, a good ball club.
Here's a quarterback sneak now by Cannon Howell. He's going to have the first down, and that'll probably just about do it here as we're at the 43-second mark here in this football game here tonight. We'll huddle up one more time and maybe run one more play, and that should be enough to pick up a victory here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Hawks going to win one. They will improve to 7 wins and 2 losses on the season as they get ready to play in the second round of the state playoffs next week, and Third Central will finish out their season with a mark of 3 wins and 6 losses. But a good find here by the bunch from Third Central. In this ball game, it was 0-0 at halftime. Cannon Howell just comes back and will take a knee back here at the 32-yard line. So a loss of 4 yards on the play. And that's going to be all she wrote as we are down to 20 seconds to play. They're going to let the time expire here tonight, and that's going to be the end of the football game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia survives here tonight. That's probably all you can really say, Jimmy. They survive here as the Hawks turn the ball over 6 times. Third Central had 4 turnovers themselves, and the Hawks survive here tonight as they knock off the Titans out of Third Central. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 16, Third Central nothing. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Third Central. The final score of 16-0. So the Hawks will advance on to play Hershey coming up next Wednesday in the second round of the state high school football playoffs. Anything but pretty here tonight. 10 turnovers between the two teams. St. Cecilia had 6 of those. Third Central had the other 4. We were scoreless at halftime as St. Cecilia had plenty of chances to score in that first half. They turned the ball over four times in the first half alone, had one interception and three fumbles. Their central had one interception. We were scoreless at halftime. Hawks finally got on the scoreboard. First possession of the second half, they went on a seven-play, 60-yard drive, had to settle for a 31-yard field goal from Grant Schmidt to make it a 3-0 ball game with 7:50 remaining in the third. Hawks then getting the ball back later on in the quarter, going on a seven-play, 64-yard drive, finally getting a one-yard touchdown run from Cannon Howell. That made the score 10-0 in favor of the Hawks. St. Cecilia appeared to be going in for their second touchdown in the ball game in quarter number four, but they fumbled it in the end zone. That was Avery Driscoll who fumbled the ball into the end zone. It was picked up there by Thayer Central and returned all the way back to the St. Cecilia 41-yard line, but the Titans couldn't do anything with the ball. In fact, they turned the ball over themselves as St. Cecilia got an interception and returned the ball back the other way. And then St. Cecilia breaking loose on an 86-yard touchdown run by Tyler Wilnard in the fourth quarter at the 4:14 mark. The PAT was no good, and that's the way we stood right there, 16-0. That's the way the ball game ends tonight as the Hawks wrap up the victory here in this one.
Well, I guess in playoff football, it is doesn't matter how pretty it is. Just win and survive and advance and move on. And that's exactly what St. Cecilia did tonight. Boy, one of the less prettiest games I have seen out of St. Cecilia tonight. Actually, both teams, 10 turnovers between the two squads here tonight. Final game numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Fourth Air Central, Jay Cottom, we talked about him. He threw the ball around a lot tonight. He was 14 of 31 tonight for 147 yards, three interceptions, one in the second and two in the fourth quarter of action. The Titans rushed it 34 times for just 38 yards, 185 of total offense, and 11 first downs in the ball game. A couple of guys of to note, their wide receiver Robert Dode, 7 receptions, 49 yards tonight. And Caleb Godekin, the guy that was injured there in the third quarter, he ended with 11 carries, 24 yards. And Tyler Herget with 7 carries and 24 yards in the ball game. For St. Cecilia on the night, Cannon Howell, a tough night. At best, 5 of 12 passing, 101 yards. He had 2 interceptions in the ball game. St. Cecilia with 46 carries for 284 yards, so 385 of total offense for St. Cecilia in the game, 16 first downs. Look at some individual leaders in the ball game. Rushing the football, Patrick Herman, before his injury, had 16 rushes and 78 yards. Tyler Wilnard ends with 9 carries, 146 yards, 1 touchdown, that coming from 86 yards out. Cannon Howell ends with 10 carries and 24 yards. We look at receiving tonight. It was Alex Sheehy with 1 reception, 19. Jake Cato with 3 receptions and 59 yards. Patrick Herman with 1 reception and 30 yards. But again, 10 turnovers between the two teams, and we'll find out from the coach here momentarily. But the Hawks advance. They'll play Hershey next week.
All right, stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
This is the player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back at Duncan Field again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 16-0 over 3rd Central. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Yeah, one guy that comes to mind right off the bat is Tyler Wilnard. He carries the ball for 100 yards plus in the ball game here tonight on 9 carries, scored a touchdown, did a whale of a job on defense, had an interception, and numerous tackles in the ball game. Patrick Herman, 16 carries, 78 yards before he was injured in this football game. And then a couple of guys defensively that we called their names a couple of times here in the ball game was Gus Clark. He had a good ball game. Alex Sheehy, also a good game defensively for the Hawks. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Tyler Wilnard. He carried the ball 9 times for 146 yards in the ball game with the touchdowns. On defense, he had 11 tackles in the contest and one interception. So Tyler Wilnard is going to be our player of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off 3rd Central by a score of 16-0. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches postgame. Up next on Hastings Link to Local High School Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 16-0. As the defensive coordinator for the Hawks, Randy Aaron's going to join us in the postgame. And, Coach, maybe not one of your most prettiest games you've played in a while, but when you get to the postseason, you just win and you move on. That's the story.
Well, that is, and I think that has to be the motto for everybody. You win in advance, because if you don't, you're checking in your equipment Monday or Tuesday next week, and that's not something we want to do around here. You know, but the neatest thing about the game, you know, scores, you know, it's kind of misleading because we did have some turnovers, but the kids really battled. I mean, if you were out here, they played really, really hard. Gave us a chance to win when everything possibly could have went against us did go against us tonight.
Almost racked up 400 yards, 385 yards of total offense. It seemed just like when you got a little bit of momentum going, it was either a fumble, third down conversion you didn't connect on, or an interception. It just seemed like once you got some momentum, it just seemed to be stopped.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, they're high school kids. You know, and that's a disappointing thing, but it's just something that we have to grow from. It's one of those things that we get a chance to play again. It's something we can work on. It's something we can try to improve upon. But, you know, the bottom line is you've got to give credit to Thayer Central. They had a great game plan. You know, they played extremely hard. They played hard and gave themselves a chance to win and took advantage of some opportunities that we presented them.
What did Thayer Central do? Anything differently from a week ago? They seem to be playing a lot harder tonight. Did they do anything schematically tonight?
No, probably not. They played hard. They took advantage of opportunities, you know, that they created. And so the big thing is that we have to understand 40-0 last week doesn't necessarily translate to 40-0 this week. And it's credit to their coaching staff over there, because I told them after the game, I said, you know, really respect what you did because you had a great game plan, but you play football. you come out and you're not into gimmicks and things like that, and they really play football.
Tell you what, one guy tonight that really was not surprising, he's done it for you all year long, but not so much on the offensive side of things, Tyler Wilnard. He did it on defense big time, but then he came up with some big plays filling in for the injured Patrick Herman.
Yeah, you know, with Tyler, he, like you said, he's been there all year, and the neat thing about Tyler is, you know, he's a competitor. He knows what it's like to get out there and do well, to do his best, and he's a big kid. I mean, he's a force on defense. He's a force at fullback, you know, but heck, we get overlooked a lot because, you know, we're running some schemes defensive line-wise that opens up things for our linebackers as well. So he and Alex did a nice job. We had Grant Schmidt come in. Gus Clark had some nice plays. And our defensive backs, boy, we tipped a number of balls tonight that I thought we could have picked off. You know, we had six turnovers, but I thought we may have been able to get a couple more from them that we didn't necessarily get.
Game is 0-0 at halftime in a first half. I thought you guys really dominated. What'd you tell the guys at halftime? Just keep fighting out there or what?
Well, the kids did a lot of it. I mean, coach was going over blocking schemes on the line of scrimmage on offense. Defensively, we said we got to keep after. And we thought the big play, our big series for us would be the kickoff after half. But the kids took it upon themselves and, you know, said, we got to get going. We got to get going. You know, because I think they felt there's a lot of lead feet out there tonight. You know, the energy wasn't there. So we really encouraged them to be positive, stay positive, you know, have a bounce in your step and try to get some things going like that. Because we know and we felt that we were better. We just didn't have anything really click in that first half.
Got some guys banged up tonight. That's obviously a concern for any coach once it gets to playoff time. Anything of any serious significance?
Oh, I don't have any idea. I think both the two players I talked to said, well, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. But, you know, with the short turnaround, you don't have 7 days. But the good thing is their muscles are a little bit younger and more pliable than ours are up here right now. So I think they would have a better opportunity to recover quicker than any of us would at this point.
Next round, go on the road now. It looks like Hershey is who you're going to be playing next week. Any thoughts on Hershey? Have you had a chance to peek at them or you got anything on them?
No, and people probably laugh and think, you know, yeah, they're not serious about this. But we haven't looked ahead because we knew that we had to prepare for Thayer Central tonight. And so we'll start that tomorrow and, you know, we'll hopefully get a game plan, you know, tomorrow, Saturday. Then, if you know, fine-tune on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday and go out there and, you know, have a chance to compete. You know, we haven't played them. I think it's probably been about 6 years when they came here one game. So it's one of those things that it's a new environment for us. It's a new team for us. But then again, we're a new team for them. And so it'll be interesting to match up and see how we, you know, stack up against them and see what we can get going.
All right. Congratulations on the win. Like I said, you move it, win and move on. That's what we'll do next week with a road trip to Hershey.
And welcome to Duncan Field for the first time this year.
You guys, well, I'll tell you what, it's a nice job in the remodeling project on the off season. You might want to get with John Gaspers and put in the heating and air conditioning units next time out. I think you're on the right track, though, my man.
Long John's in the gloves. That's our heating unit up here at Duncan Field. But thanks for coming. Thanks for your coverage. And a compliment again to our kids. It wasn't pretty, but it's an opportunity for us to move on, live another day, play another day. We're blessed with great parents, great students, great support. So we're just going to do our best and try to move on one game at a time.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Randy Aaron's the defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia. The Hawks winning tonight 16-0 over Thayer Central. Take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Thayer Central. Final score of 14-0. 10 turnovers combined between the two teams here tonight. 6 for Hastings St. Cecilia, 4 for Thayer Central. But the Hawks survive as they knock off the Titans by the score of 16-0. And now it's gone to Hershey for St. Cecilia next week. Adams Central also won earlier today. Looks like they're going to be playing as well. And we wait for a final score in the Norfolk Catholic Gibbon ball game. But they'll also be playing next Wednesday.
I imagine I'll be getting a call from you tomorrow on our broadcast arrangements for next week. But both Hastings teams win in advance. Adams Central with a nice come-from-behind victory this afternoon, and then St. Cecilia with a less than pretty performance. But, again, just like we had talked to Coach, and he had said, it's win in advance. And I'll bet you if you go back to the state championship run St. Cecilia had some years back, you don't remember the first-round game they won, not unless you look it up in a book. It doesn't matter. It's a win, and you advance, and they're one step closer to the C2 state championship.
All right, coming up, we've got the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. We'll hook up with Merritt Lawson. He'll get us up to date on all the scores from across the state of Nebraska on this first night of the state high school playoffs in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Tomorrow night, we'll have Hastings College basketball. The Bill Gavers era begins at Hastings College. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for the pregame show. It'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. It'll be Hastings College taking on the Baker University squad tomorrow night, and we'll have the action for you right here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Third Central tonight by a score of 16-0. For Jimmy Purcell, for Gene Shaw, for John Devin, my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. Coverage of high school football has been a presentation of Platte River Radio.